Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The risk of life-threatening flooding is still high in central Texas, with more rain on the way. The urgent search for the missing continues following a holiday weekend deluge that killed at least 82 people, including children at summer camps. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem told the press in Kerrville, Texas, over the weekend the administration would provide all available resources.
Know that President Trump is absolutely heartbroken by what has happened here in Texas, and the loss of life is absolutely devastating to him and Melania.
White House correspondent Greg Clugson reports the president has signed a disaster declaration.
The president said the scenes from central Texas are hard to watch.
It's a horrible thing that took place. Absolutely horrible.
He said his administration is working with officials in the state and that his heart goes out to those affected.
We say God bless all of the people that have gone through so much, and God bless the state of Texas.
The president said he'll probably visit the state on Friday. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Listeners who wish to help in the disaster rescue effort can make donations to www.salvationarmytexas.org. More floating border wall is on the way to South Texas.
The head of Homeland Security signs a waiver allowing for the deployment of about 17 miles of buoys in the Rio Grande. The agency said in a statement that the waterborne barriers are intended to create a safer border environment for patrolling agents, as well as a deterrent for illegal immigrants attempting to illegally cross the river.
That's Tayshia Stevens reporting. Global shares mostly down as the Trump administration steps up pressure on trading partners to quickly make new deals before a Wednesday tariff deadline. U.S. markets coming off another surge in a short day of trading last Thursday after a report on the U.S. job market showed it performed stronger than Wall Street had been expecting. The S&P 500 set a new all-time high. More from townhall.com.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Lenny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Good Monday morning, 6:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
There's some very heavy rain in the southern part of the bay, south and east of Annapolis, Chesapeake Beach, looking over Tillman Island, St. Michael's, down to Cambridge, pouring in there. And I think that's the edge of the what was the tropical storm coming up the bay. There are some other rain showers in the area, but that's where the heavy rain is right now. We've had a wreck on the Capitol Beltway, just cleared to the shoulder, outer loop at University Boulevard in Montgomery County, but already backed up towards the ramp at I-95. Beltway locally looks good, nothing major, both the tunnels clear right now. You might see the remains of a wreck early this morning, northbound I-95, after you clear Mountain Road in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're starting off with some showers here for your Monday morning. Temperatures are mild, too, with mid to upper 70s this morning. We're tracking more showers, a couple of thunderstorms as we head into the afternoon and evening as well. Keep those showers and storms in your forecast for most of the rest of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has 75 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's already 77 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It is 6:03. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev, 410-944-3100, or visit them at aaiaudiology.com. The demolition of the remaining structures of Baltimore's Key Bridge, expected to begin today, weather permitting. Work will start with the use of heavy machinery to remove the bridge deck over the Patapsco. The work will take several months. Communities in the area can expect to hear construction noise, heavy equipment, and increased activity from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. throughout the summer. Infant dead. Two people hospitalized after a single vehicle crash in Frederick County. Maryland State Police say the accident happened at around 11 o'clock in the morning Sunday, 12,000 block of Woodsboro Pike. The SUV struck a telephone pole and a house. Six-month-old baby flown to shock trauma where he was pronounced dead. Three-year-old boy, 26-year-old woman taken to a hospital by ambulance. Driver was not injured. The State Police crash team is leading the investigation. A man dead and three Anarundel County firefighters suffered minor burns in a Glen Burnie fire. Fire broke out at around 3:30 Saturday morning in the 1100 block of Crane Highway. Investigators say the man initially escaped the fire, but went back into the home to search for his family, not knowing they had already escaped the blaze. A woman and a 13-year-old baby taken to a hospital treated for smoke inhalation. Maryland leaders say they are heartbroken by the devastating flooding that has killed more than 80 people in central Texas. Governor Wes Moore says he and First Lady Dawn are joining all Marylanders in praying for everyone affected, including the families who have lost or are missing loved ones. 6:06 on WCBM. Next, WCBM Stein on sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And what a holiday weekend it was.
This one driven deep to right. Track, wall, and gone. Jackson Holliday gets the scoring started on a Sunday with a two-run homer.
Call on the Roku Sports Channel, Holliday's two-run third-inning shot with Kobe Mayo aboard and 6 2/3 scoreless from Trevor Rogers powered the Birds to a sweep of the Braves in Atlanta. 2-1 was the final. Holliday with four hits yesterday, becoming just the fourth Oriole to collect two four-hit games in an Oriole uniform before the age of 22. But Jackson Holliday left off the American League All-Star roster squad. Elsewhere in baseball, the Nats dropping a bombshell just 1 week before the MLB draft, firing GM Mike Rizzo and manager Davey Martinez. Washington mired in last place in the NL East, as usual. Fifth-seeded Taylor Fritz has reached the quarters at Wimbledon for the third time in 4 years, and Shane Van Gisbergen wins the NASCAR Cup Series Chicago Street Race. Coming up in 30 minutes, an historic trade in the NBA. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Top
of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Monday, July 7th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Thanks to Jeff McDonald and Kristen for holding down the fort on Friday, Independence Day. Hope you had a wonderful Independence Day and a great holiday weekend. We're back at it here again on this Monday morning. And, gee, we don't have anything to talk about here today.
Quiet weekend. Nothing much going on.
Exactly. Starts obviously with the big vote over in the House. 218 to 214. The big, beautiful bill passes. You know, the last two holdouts, I was watching the vote as it was happening. The last two holdouts were Ralph Norman of North Carolina. It was 216 to 214. He votes 217. So now you've got it's done deal. And Andy Harris waited to the last possible minute before he cast his vote on the yes side of the column. So now he's going to suffer the slings and arrows of Elon Musk's new America Party.
Yeah.
Who that America Party candidate is going to be in the first district. Don't know. But the big, beautiful bill passes. President Trump signed it with all the pomp and circumstance on Independence Day, included with F-22s, F-35s, B-2 Spirit flyovers. The pilots were there. It was just a grand celebration of this big, beautiful bill. And President Trump says, prepare, because the United States is about to take off.
And we're sort of celebrating, like, the biggest bill of its kind ever signed. And it's going to make this country into a rocket ship.
Yeah, there's so much in this bill. 940 pages. Number one, of course, it makes the Trump tax cuts that were passed in 2017, they're now permanent. Okay. It is going to provide a lot of border money and ICE, so it could round up the illegal aliens and make sure that we have, we've got Alcatraz or Gator Gitmo, as we call it now. They're looking at other venues now in other states for the same thing, to temporarily hold these detainees, if you will, the illegal aliens until they can get them out. So you've got much more border control, which President has done an incredible job on the border. You've got the commitment to energy and making us energy independent again. They are going to, it does not cut Medicaid. You know, it only slows the projected growth in Medicaid. And of course, the left was melting down all weekend long with these dire predictions of 17 million people are going to die or are going to lose their health care. It does not change the benefits of Medicaid. It only changes the requirements that if you're an able-bodied individual...
Changes you don't sit on your ass and collect money.
Right. You either have to work, you have to do volunteer, or you do community service. Okay, for 20 hours. That's it.
20 whole hours. Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
That leaves another 20 hours for, like, a real job.
And then the reason why it's a cause and effect thing, because with the onshoring that's going on, manufacturing base coming home now, with these trade deals, Wednesday is supposed to be the cutoff on the trade deals. Now, I understand the new trade deals will take effect on August 1st. And then, of course, the president now heading to the Middle East today to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu, perhaps over a Israel-Hamas ceasefire in Gaza. A lot going on. There's a lot going on here, and this was important to get this bill over the hump and get it signed into law. So, and it's law now; it takes effect. And so, wonderful. And then, of course, we'll talk about the pomp and circumstance over the weekend here as well. Also, we hear from Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent on the Medicaid issue, and Kevin Hassett on how much growth we can expect now that the big, beautiful bill has passed.
Right now, it's 6:13. Traffic and weather on the threes, as it is all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
The morning run early at both the Harbor Tunnels in good shape. Haven't seen anything up to this point creating any problems, with a little more traffic now on 895 going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. But the lanes are open, and then right next door, looking at the exit from the southbound tunnel, usually all the southbound traffic this time of the morning going down towards 395. Right now, the lanes are clear. JFX, you're good. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. Capitol Beltway had a wreck about 30 minutes ago. It's on the shoulder now. now the outer loop at University Boulevard in Montgomery County, but it's still backed up, and we're still getting an impact there. Once you get off of 95 and you start to head around to the Mormon Temple, there are delays in that area. It's a slow rolling backup, but it does get better as you're moving to the west of Route 29 and eventually through that area. Just looking at the construction zone, see if anything's happening here northbound on 95, getting up into the area at Route 24, and so far it looks like they're not yet working in that area with the lanes clear at the 76-mile marker northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, showers and storms in the area this morning. Chance of that continues into this afternoon and evening. Temperatures in the low 90s, and that chance of showers or storms is on and off continues throughout the week as we get the remnants of Tropical Storm Chantal, which hit down in South Carolina. It's sunny, 74 in Columbia right now, 77, and we have a flood watch in effect in Annapolis. So keep
real
that
quick,
in mind.
If you don't mind.
Sure.
Back looking at the radar again, Chesapeake Beach, then across the bay, St. Michael's, Cambridge, Tillman Island, pouring right now. Just all red on the radar, so you know that's heavy rain.
Yep, indeed it is. And we're going to have that throughout most of the week. Time for some one-liner news here. Elon Musk claims to have formed a new political party. He's named it the America Party, which is a very, very normal name. His kids must be really jealous. Okay? But I'm wondering, does he trade in his MAGA hat? Does he give the gold key back to the president that was given to him to the White House? You know? What about the chainsaw? What's he going to do with the chainsaw?
Yeah, right.
You know?
eBay.
Well,
yes. To me, that's a great idea, actually.
He needs a couple extra bucks.
Put it on eBay for a charity.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good idea.
President Trump wants to charge foreigners more money to enter our national parks. So it's another way to create a little bit more revenue. Aliens will be charged by bison. So that'll send them out of the country. Police in Thailand have discovered an 8-year-old boy who's been raised by a pack of dogs and communicates only by barking. You know, pick up other few bad habits like drinking from the toilet bowl, and he likes to have his tummy scratched. Apparently.
That's nice.
According to a new study, vegetarians crave power and success more than meat eaters.
Oh.
After all, it's a dog-eat-tofu-dog world out there. Federal government is developing its own AI chatbot and launching it in a new website called AI.gov, or as President Trump calls it, one big beautiful brain. Yeah. Next year, 250th anniversary of America's founding. There's going to be a UFC fight on the grounds of the White House.
I love it.
It'll be the biggest fight at the White House since Hillary found out about Monica. Okay?
I hear it's Schumer and Pelosi in one of the opening matches.
They'll gum each other to death.
That's it.
Jeez. And people are going, Trump has ruined the history, the legacy of the White House and the presidency. By the way, Teddy Roosevelt had a boxing ring installed in the White House.
Yeah. Sure.
You know? So,
what's wrong with that?
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. So, going to be, I tell you, that ceremony on 4th of July, right around 5 o'clock, was just something else to
build.
It was great with all the flyovers and everything. And I was in D.C. Saturday night. It was a ghost town, you know, until late. You know, we left about 10:30 Saturday night, and it was everybody had poured out into the streets. But you know, getting down there was no problem. I think everybody leaves town on the big holiday weekends. The backbeat of the Beatles turns 85 today. Happy birthday to Ringo Starr!
Sing a song called "Boys Ringo."
In an octopus's gown, in the shade.
Still touring, still going strong at 85.
Unbelievable.
Wishing us all peace and love, yeah, as he likes to do.
And I saw them sitting on that stage at the Civic Center in 1960.
I know. That's a long time ago.
Oh, my God.
You know, he sang on 11 lead vocals and 11 Beatles songs. Only one in the movies, Yellow Submarine, which you just heard.
Yeah. He did Boys that night at the Civic Center, and the girls just went bananas.
Yeah. It was great, no doubt. But we still got Ringo. We still have Paul. Sadly, we lost actor Michael Madsen from Reservoir Dogs and Kill Bill over the weekend. So only 67.
Wow.
And we also lost Julian McMahon. He was in Nip Tuck and a couple other Australian actor. He passed away at 56. So he'd battling cancer. But no, just a great Independence Day. The fireworks in D.C. were amazing. I did not see the ones in Baltimore, but I did see the ones in D.C. And New York was, they were off the charts in New York.
They had a little bit of a to-do in Ocean City, I saw.
Well, yeah, they're, and not only Ocean City, but Annapolis. Apparently there were, people thought there was gunfire. Some moron or idiot decided they were going to shoot Roman candles.
Into the crowd.
Into the crowd.
Right.
And that's what caused everybody to panic. Now, there was a shooting in Ocean City, I think around 28th Street, but it was not related to the fireworks.
They're jumping on cars. And
yeah. It just,
what the hell?
I know. It's just, it's crazy.
You know, they keep that up, and Ocean City will be a ghost town.
Yeah, well, Ocean City's trying to deal with a couple of other things. And we talked about a couple of weeks ago about the rentals. And, they're thinking about changing the way that they allow people to do vacation rentals.
Sure.
So we'll see what happens. I don't think it's the people down there for vacation that are causing the
trouble. No, of course not.
The trouble.
No, of course not.
But
well, so there's your solution. You punish people who have nothing at all to do with the problem and say, there, we've taken care of it for you.
Yeah, they're probably going to do that here in Baltimore with a juvenile crime problem next. Who knows? All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. You can join us here. What are your thoughts on the one big, beautiful bill? Of course, a lot of folks upset about the debt and the deficit, but there's conflicting stories about that. We're going to hear from the Treasury Secretary and Kevin Hassett on the Council on Economic Advisors coming up in just a second here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the President and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
613, no, make that 623, rather. Talk Radio 680. I wanted the show to go 10 minutes longer, Chuck. Just 10 minutes longer. 623, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
I have a headache already. What are you talking about?
You're not a headache. You're a delight.
No. The vapor traffic right now. The Bay Bridge is clear right now, coming on from Route 8 at Stevensville, and then all the way across through the Severn River Bridge over towards I-97. The backup on I-97 won't be there for a while. South of this picture and the live shot here at the Bay Bridge, a lot of heavy rain down in the lower part of the bay. And again, around Tillman Island, some of the areas around Chesapeake Beach getting some very heavy rain. So local traffic there, be prepared for that. Nothing major yet. A little more traffic now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast to start off your work week now. Showers and storms throughout the area this morning, this afternoon, this evening, all week long, actually. It's going to be one of those weeks as we deal with the remnants of Chantal. Highs today in the 90s. Right now, 77 with a flood watch in Baltimore City, 76. Same for Middle River and flood watch there. We're talking about the one big beautiful bill which passed over the... I think a couple of the fights, the arguments dragged out over the salt. That was the state and local tax cap, which I think they settled on $40,000. I did not read the whole 940-page bill. Didn't have time this weekend, but we'll get through it. But the other debate was the debt and the deficit, and there's great difference on that. But the one that really the left is seized on is the Medicaid issue. And on with Dana Bash yesterday on State of the Union, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent pretty much abused her and disavowed her of these notions that where people are going to be thrown off Medicaid and 17 million people are going to lose their health care.
How is making cuts on Medicaid programs? How does that and how it affects the people who are at the lowest ranking when it comes to income, how does that help with the affordability crisis in America?
Well, first of all, that affordability and saving Medicaid, let's separate those. And only in D.C. is a 20% hike over 10 years a cut. So Medicaid funding will go up 20% over the next 10 years. The people who Medicaid were designed for, the pregnant women, the disabled, and families with children under 14 will be refocused. The able-bodied Americans are not vulnerable Americans, so a work requirement or a community service requirement, that's very popular with the public, and many state programs have that now.
Yeah. And that's exactly, if the states are doing it, then why aren't we doing it at the federal level? Because let's face it, these programs, you have to address them. There's got to be some reform in Social Security, in Medicare, and in Medicaid. This bill is going to deal with Medicaid, maybe Social Security and Medicare in the next reconciliation bill. We'll see. I don't know anything. I haven't been told anything else. But Kevin Hassett talks about the other big dispute is over the growth. How much growth can this package generate? And he was on with Meet the Depressed on CBS yesterday.
Our estimates are based on modeling that we used last time when I was chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors to say what would happen if we had a bill, how much growth we would get. And we said, and we were criticized soundly, that we would get 3% growth. And we even had the really technical macroeconomic models that said that we would get 3% growth. We run the same models through this tax bill. It's even better. And what we're seeing is that if you get 3% growth again, then that's $4 trillion more in revenue than the CBO and these other bodies are giving us credit for. They have been wrong in the past, and they're being wrong again in our belief.
Yep. I think he makes a very good point there, Bruce, because they have been wrong in the past, and in their belief, they will be wrong again. They always undermine or mischaracterize or underestimate the growth numbers coming out of the first Trump president term, and now, of course, this one as well. We've just seen the winning streak this guy's been on in the first 6 months.
Well, the problem with these estimates is they all have to start with some assumption. So if you assume wrong, it doesn't matter what numbers you pile on top of the assumption, you can still come up with data that is off the mark if your assumption is mistaken. And the assumption of the Democrats is that this isn't going to work. Now let's look for the numbers to prove it.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems to be the way that things operate. And instead of saying, let's just take no assumptions, just take a look at the numbers. Which seems to be happening with Hassett and others is they're actually just, take a look at the numbers. If the numbers say that it's good, it's good. If the numbers say it's not, it's not.
Right. And then you look at the investment. Look at all the foreign investment. And so they don't factor that in. They don't factor in revenue from tariffs. They just won't. They won't do it because they repeat this ad nauseum that this is going to lead to inflation. It has not. And the tariffs,
it lost jobs, which it has not.
It has not. It's actually creating jobs. It's creating onshoring. You got companies that were going to face massive tariffs overseas. They're onshoring here in the United States to build their products or to sell their products here. That creates jobs. That creates more revenue, more growth in the economy. So that's where they have been wrong in the past. They're going to be wrong again. And I will just believe President Trump because he's been right on most things, if not all.
Indeed. There's more coming up on this. By the way, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Glenn Burdick Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Now, both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured Franny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burdick Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service in both companies for both free area towing and great financing available. Call Glenn Burdick Transmissions, 410-766-8500, or call Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700. Glenn Burdick Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
All right, coming up right after the 6:30 news, Democrats' dire predictions about the One Big Beautiful Bill. Here's your latest news headlines with Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore police investigating separate weekend shootings that left one person dead, two others injured. Just before midnight Friday, a man was shot in the 3500 block of Esther Place in southeast Baltimore. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Around 1:30 Saturday morning, a man drove himself to a hospital after suffering a graze wound in the 4800 block of Bell Avenue in the northwest part of the city. He is also in stable condition. East Baltimore, a man shot multiple times the 2400 block of Brentwood Avenue, and he is also in stable condition. Crews from the Mount Airy Volunteer Fire Company pulled a driver from his overturned vehicle after a crash in Carroll County. The accident happened at around 4 p.m. Saturday, the 2800 block of Flag Marsh Road. The driver was flown to a hospital by medevac. There has been no update on the driver's condition, and the cause of the crash remains under investigation. The demolition of the remaining structures of Baltimore's Key Bridge. That demolition expected to begin today, weather permitting. The work will start with the use of heavy machinery to remove the bridge deck over the Patapsco from Hawkins Point to Sollers Point. The work is going to take several months, and communities in the area can expect to hear construction noise, heavy equipment, and increased activity for the next several months from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. throughout the summer. An infant dead, two people hospitalized after a single vehicle crash in Frederick County. Maryland State Police say the accident happened at around 11 o'clock Sunday morning, 12,000 block of Woodsboro Pike. An SUV struck a telephone pole at a house. Six-month-old baby flown to shock trauma, unfortunately pronounced dead. Three-year-old boy, 26-year-old woman taken to the hospital by ambulance. Driver of the SUV was not injured. The State Police crash team is leading the investigation. Coming up on 6:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through July 21st, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card for your business. Call and switch to Comcast Business today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Pick three, lottery number 109. Your pick 4-4-7-3-2. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
And so the backup now on 895, just heavy traffic. I don't see anything going into the tunnel, but we're backed up beyond the Eastern Avenue ramp. So right now I would post that as about maybe 10-minute delay as you're coming south through that area. It looks like everybody is going into the tunnel without any difficulty there, but with heavy traffic at that point. So again, we're backed up.
if you're coming south right after the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 is still good, but we'll slow a little bit at the top of the hill from the Keith Avenue ramp and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
We're starting off with some showers here for your Monday morning. Temperatures are mild, too, with mid to upper 70s this morning. We're tracking more showers, a couple of thunderstorms as we head into the afternoon and evening as well. Keep those showers and storms in your forecast for most of the rest of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, it was a beautiful day in the neighborhood for Mr. Rogers yesterday as Ben McDonald picks it up with the call here in the bottom of the sixth.
That Olsen has been good over there at first base.
He strikes out here, though. Trevor Rogers with a half dozen Ks here today.
Well, spin them if you got them. And I'll tell you what, Trevor Rogers is spinning that breaking ball.
He was spinning them all day yesterday. 6 2/3 innings of shutout ball. Makes 4 gems in 5 starts this year for Rogers. 2-1 the final yesterday as the Birds sweep the Braves and move to within 9 games of 500. Jackson Holliday, the offensive hero, 4 hits, the decisive 2-run homer as well. Game of his career, but left off the American League All-Star roster. Off the field, the Birds putting Gary Sanchez on the 10-day injured list with a right knee sprain, another catcher, the fourth Oriole catcher to be shelved this year, and then acquiring minor league catcher Alex Jackson from the Yankees. Elsewhere in baseball, I think the Blue Jays could actually be good.
And Bichette hits a fly ball deep left field, and that is gone.
Second deck shot for Bichette, and we're tied at one.
Dan Shulman with the call on Sportsnet Canada, home run number 12 for Bichette, and he would later score the winning run in a 3-2 win over the Angels. That's Toronto's 8th win in a row, and they lead the Yanks and the Rays by 3 games in the American League East. A series of moves going back to Kevin Durant's trade to the Houston Rockets before the draft ultimately became the largest trade in American team sports history yesterday. 7 teams involved, including the Rockets, the Hawks, Nets, Warriors, Lakers, Timberwolves, and Suns. 6 players, with Durant being the headliner. 13 draft picks were moved in total. Other NBA news, welcome home Cam Whitmore, the Odenton native and Archbishop Spalding grad, acquired by the Wizards from the Rockets for 2 second-round picks. Whitmore, a graduate of Loyola, turns 21 years old tomorrow. NASCAR Cup Series was in Chicago over the weekend. The Grant Park 165 yesterday.
Maybe just go ahead and give him a key to the city, because Shane Van Gisbergen does own the streets of Chicago.
Van Gisbergen's second Chicago street race win, his 3rd NASCAR Cup Series victory in all. And finally, in a surprise, said no one, Joey Chestnut dominated the field in his return to the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest after a 1-year hiatus on Independence Day.
Such meat eating, too. The etiquette is just exemplary. Something to aspire to.
Said the broadcaster with a straight face. Chestnuts ate 70 and a half hot dogs, only that half there, and buns in 10 minutes. A ridiculous 24 hot dogs clear of second place. Get the man some competition, please, for crying out loud. Meanwhile, Miko Sudo won her 11th title on the women's side, though she fell much short of her world record. The time now is 6:37. When we return, even a 3-day weekend is too short.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
How about a 4-day work week forever?
You know, it's interesting. And glad you had a good holiday weekend.
Thank you. I'm
first
sure
thing
did.
This guy says when he comes in this morning. Yeah, we need a 4-day weekend.
I actually said okay. We need a 4-day weekend.
A 4-day weekend. Right. That's the first thing he said. You know, and so he's now actually he's lobbying off air, lobbying on air.
Here's my proposal.
Yes.
A 3-day work week, Monday through Wednesday, 12 hours a day, 6 a.m., 6 p.m., 36 hours a week. You'll make up the 4 hours somewhere else. And then you're off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can travel. You can relax. You can sleep in. You can play with the kids, whatever it is.
There are some jobs where that exists.
How does that not work?
There are jobs where that exists.
Yeah.
Nursing, nurses, for example.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, nurses do that all the time.
All right. Well, let's nurse the sports and nurse the news.
So
that doesn't work.
Well, you'd have to actually have the sports to justify being off for.
Right.
Since most of them take place on the weekends, if you want to actually have, it's...
I didn't say this work week applied to athletes.
Oh, I see.
Or broadcasters.
Or broadcasters.
Yeah. All right, Gary, it's a good idea, but I don't think it's going to fly.
Nah, not going to fly. So,
thanks, appreciate it.
I'll try to come up with another one.
Thanks so much.
22 minutes for the hour, 7 o'clock. Mark is in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Don't forget this Friday, which is July 11th, 7-Eleven Day. That means free Slurpees at participating 7-Eleven.
Indeed, it does.
Yeah. Thank you. Now, here's a question. In the bill that was just signed, 4th of July, late Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock, what provisions are there, if any, for building more roads and transportation? And for those of us who take mass transit, is there any provision in there for extended funding for mass transit? Access and the like.
I don't know for sure since I've not read the entire bill, Mark, but I do know they're going to revamp the air traffic control system. That I do know. That is in the bill. This was supposed to be addressed in the Biden Green, the infrastructure, whatever it was, Inflation Reduction Act or infrastructure bill, whatever it was. And, of course, we'll have to wait and see if that happens. But I'll check into the bill, see if there's anything in regarding roads and mass transportation and get back to you, or we'll get it on the air as soon as we can. Mark, thanks for the question. Barbara's in Baltimore. Good morning, Barbara.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for taking my call. I'll just say this about mass transit. I think I've noticed how mass transit, the more mass transit you have, going more neighborhoods get destroyed for some reason. I don't know. That's the connection that I see.
Well, yeah, they got to put tracks in and tunnels and bridges and all that other stuff, and they got to then.
We need roads.
Yeah,
roads and mass transit are two different things. Mass transit is how criminals mass their way or come into neighborhoods,
sure,
steal while people are working. And I've seen so many communities destroyed by mass transit. And I'm not a fan of mass transit. But anyway, that's not why I called. I just wanted to say this about the bill. I'm excited about that bill. And one feature that's going on with Medicare is going to end what I consider to be generational welfare. Because you have people who have been on disability for childhood illnesses or just being young or whatever and have never worked their entire life, but now they're they're in their 60s.
Yeah, that, I mean, I think you're right.
That's got to stop. You got, now disabled is now an alcoholic. Disabled addiction. I am very sympathetic to all those conditions, but they are treatable conditions. And one thing that we can treat it with, training programs and work.
Yeah.
It helps.
No, I would agree. And it's just not the work part. It's there's also, volunteer or community service. So, this isn't, they're making you go out and break rocks. I mean, you can pick 20 hours of whatever activity that you do some kind of service in order to get your benefit. And so we're not changing the benefits. We're changing the requirement to get the benefits. And that's the big difference.
They seize on that. That's why they stick to Medicaid's going to get cut. That's why they're always crying wolf around that program, because it's just another form.
Well, yeah, because when you create a dependency class, they're going they're dependent on this party, the Democrat Party, in order to survive. So
they have so much stuff going on. There's going to be so much business. I don't know, that CBO, they just need to stop with that. With that and the parliamentarian, we don't really need them. Because they're not even
Barbara, I'm going to nominate you for Senate parliamentarian.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That'd be great. Barbara, thanks for your call.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
6:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long, coming off of a glorious three-day weekend. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new problem. Haven't seen it yet. Looks like a broken-down vehicle. Right lane, right tube, southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So very quickly, that would impact us there. Back up to the top of the hill towards the Keith Avenue ramp, and may even back up very quickly towards O'Donnell Street. So right now, also at the end of the ramp from O'Donnell Street to the southbound side of the Old Harbor Tunnel, there's an accident at the end of the ramp. So if you're coming on at O'Donnell Street, right at the end of the ramp, you have to merge in a little more quickly than you would normally, and the roadway conditions are a little bit damp, so be prepared for that. And that's going to back up 895 back towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. So a couple of things ongoing right now at both the tunnels on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, showers and storms. Get used to that phrase. It's going to be all week long. We start in the area this morning. Chance continues into this afternoon and evening hours, low 90s. For your high today, chance of showers or storms on and off all through the week. Right now, 76 with a flood watch in Severn and 75 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Audubon Johnson.
Everywhere he goes, he grabs money.
Yes, yeah. The two biggest names Independence Day weekend when it comes to eating, Butterball Johnson and Joey Chestnut.
70.5 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. The Nathan's Famous 4th of July champion of the world, Joey Chestnut!
How do you feel?
I was excited. I love being here. Man, I wish I had ate a couple more. I'm sorry, guys. I'll be back next year.
Apologizing after.
I like how they broke it down to the right percentage. 70.5.
Yeah.
Well, how many decimal points do you want to take that out?
Yeah.
7.520.
Right. Did they actually measure the dogs before?
Exactly.
And where it stopped?
They had a half a dog in his mouth.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you're allowed to finish that, right?
No.
Oh, you're not? You have to swallow it?
Mm-hmm.
So you know these rules. I don't.
Yes.
Well, Chuck was a competitor.
Yes. Yes, he was. He was also an eater.
I got there, and then I was fed up after I left.
I'm sorry, that was a joke?
No,
oh, yeah.
It wasn't.
Well, yeah, it was.
It didn't work very well for you, did it? What are you trying to do, be a pain in the ass for a family? Come on.
Yeah, he had a rough weekend. New tequila brand is redefining the word exclusive. Tequila Perfuma hails from the Perfumería del Rincón in Guanajuato. All right.
And
you have to apply to drink it. And a single decanter, hand-poured and housed in a case, is $400. Oh, a collector's trio in a display case is $1,200.
No.
Just for some tequila.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, this is more up your alley. Waffle House is debuting new cold brew cans in a limited test run.
What are you laughing at, Bruce?
The limited time offering dubbed Classic Blend Cold Brew will be available at select locations for just $3.95.
There you go.
All right.
Coffee?
At Waffle House. Yes, cold brew.
I like coffee.
Oreo bringing back a top five fan favorite flavor. I did not see these. I must have missed them at some point. Oreo blueberry pie flavor.
Oh, I saw that.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's a fan favorite.
Now, this was something back in 2017. They said they brought it back because people wanted it back because they loved the blueberry pie flavor cream inside the vanilla Oreo cookie.
Hmm.
So.
They put it inside the vanilla Oreo cookie.
Yeah, vanilla Oreo, not the chocolate Oreo.
Yeah, I was thinking that's strange.
But that's a limited edition. So there you have it. But 70.5 hot dogs, that is just amazing. But I'm wondering, has he reached his limit? Because I don't think he's.
No.
What did he eat? 72 one year?
They said he was short.
73, I think.
Was 73, that's right. Oh. 73. So it's that seems to be because he took a year off. So maybe that year off was.
Yeah.
Didn't really worry. And he was eating that meatless stuff.
Yeah, I wonder what he did the next couple days.
that's
maybe
one.
Still today.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But of course, they practice this. They just don't go and do it as a one-off, you know. They have to practice competitive eating because you have to get your stomach to where you can
stretch it out, I guess, or something.
Stretch it out, and then you have to at least feel somewhat normal for the next you know, part of the year.
Chuck, I think it works the same way with crabs, by the way. Would you assert that that's the case?
Yeah, I'll go with whatever you say. Versus fine.
He's so accommodating.
Just to get you to wrap this part up.
All right, we'll wrap it up and take it to go. All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. 6:48 is 12 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock here on this Monday morning. And Democrats not happy about the one big beautiful bill.
No, Donna Edwards, former congressperson here in the state, says, what do you think is going to happen? That the states will pick up the slack?
I think it's really very serious. I mean, for one, the idea that states really have the ability in their budgets to make up that difference of a loss of a federal share, I think is almost an impossibility. So many states don't have that capacity. They rely on those programs.
Yeah, but the problem is that if you have a very generous state, you're asking those states that are less generous to help pay your bills for you. So in my view, it's perfectly appropriate for the federal government to say, here it is for everybody, that's it. And you guys have to adjust your budgets accordingly if you want to do more for folks than we're doing for you. Edward says that, you know who's going to be hurt here? Little kids and farmers.
Those programs actually supply our food banks. They are nutrition programs in our schools. Indeed, some farmers, because they supply a lot of those food products and services, are going to lose out as well.
Yeah. Even this is a guy who got the talk radio this past weekend. Dean Obadiah, who's a guy who went the way left, articulate but way wrong on the issues. He says, basically, the Republicans are mean, and we want people to die.
I think it's completely on brand for the GOP. It's giving the wealthy a tax cut at the expense of the working class and the working poor in our nation. It's the idea of taking 16 million people's health insurance away between Medicaid and ACA subsidies, pushing 2 million people off SNAP, which are essentially food stamps, when 40% of the people on SNAP are children. They're taking food out of the mouths of children to give a tax cut to the wealthy. And that's the truth. That's not spin. That's the reality.
No, it's not. That's pure spin and has nothing to do with the facts whatsoever.
They don't care because their donors wanted a tax cut. This is a cruel, it is a mean bill. It's to help the wealthy at the expense of the rest of us. I wish on the right and the left, and I'm not being naive, but working class people could unite and take our power back from the wealthy and elite that run this country for the benefit of big corporations and the benefit of the wealthy donors.
It's interesting. He now places himself in the working class.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Some would argue that you just by making sure you give them food, it's the kind of food that you're giving them on SNAP benefits. And there's a lot of that stuff, high in sugar, high in salt, high in fat, that actually lead to more health problems than people that aren't on food stamps and so on and so forth. And that's what my is all about. Get ready for a gift from Rescue Natural Supplements, I should say. It is the Christmas in July sale. And that's right. The season of giving is now making a summer comeback with huge savings. That means all these health supplements will be slashed up to 50, 60, and even up to 73% off site-wide. Now, treat yourself with savings on heart-healthy omega-3s. We got the natural energy boosters, soothing digestive aids like probiotic or all-essential enzymes, and so much more. And to order, call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Or you can go online, res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss Rescue's Christmas in July sale. Shop savings up to 73% off all your natural favorite supplements and solutions, from blood pressure and cholesterol to energy and sleep. Rescue's got you covered. Stock up for summer and unwrap the joy of a healthier you at res-q.com today.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot coming up in the next hour. Wow. I tell you, the facts behind this Medicaid cut. You got somebody here. You hear from Kate Batchfelder, I think is her name. She says, she's the Wall Street Journal. She says there are a lot of rhetoric out there, but not a lot of facts to back up that rhetoric. And Rosie O'Donnell calls for the overthrow of the government. Attaway, Rosie. Get out of here. 6:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Don't they just drop her out of a plane? She'd be a bunker buster when she lands on something.
Yes, you would.
In her case, it'd be an ass buster.
Well, it was a whole new meaning of the term. Her career has cratered.
Yes. That is a broken down vehicle now at the end of the ramp from O'Donnell Street onto 895. So the police have left the scene. So the broken down vehicle just sitting there in the painted out area. Not as much of a problem. The right lane of the right tube is still affected at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Broken down vehicle there. It's been in there about 15 minutes now. So we're waiting to get the word that that lane has cleared. But in the meantime, now 95 is starting to back up beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So as it stands right now, about a 15-minute delay and building for the traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for the week. It's going to be just a wet one as we now get the remnants of Tropical Storm Chantal. Showers and storms in the area this morning. Chance continues into this afternoon and evening. Highs in the low 90s, and that pretty much is the forecast through the rest of the week. It's going to be an unstable weather pattern and flood watch in effect right now. 76 in Parkville and 77 in Pasadena. Well, we keep referring to these headlines time and time again about the explosion of juvenile crime. You got Mayor Scott crowing about the reduction, overall reduction in homicides. And they said, I think he said over the weekend it was the largest or the biggest decrease in homicide, biggest reduction in homicides in Baltimore history. But we learned in the last several days that we had four juveniles. Ages of 15 to 16, that were arrested for an armed carjacking, and three of those four were wearing ankle monitors. Okay? We have juvenile carjackings, which showed a recent uptick, and a lot of people are calling for tougher penalties. We'll get to that in just a second. But another story this morning from Fox 45 is that a 10-year-old was arrested, and an adult arrested in armed robbery with a stolen car. So, again, I don't know what the record is in Baltimore, but that might be it. You know, 10 years old. One of the residents of Upper Fells Point that was recently hit by a bunch of carjackings and juveniles with guns. In the three of the four, what I was mentioning with the ankle monitors, the reason why they had ankle monitors is because they had prior arrests for robbery and auto theft.
Yes.
Gee, well, they really learned their lesson, didn't they?
Teach them right.
In East Baltimore, there was another carjacking occurred with three suspects described as armed and dangerous. This is going on all the time. So you got this dichotomy, if you will. You got the mayor, the homicides are down and violent crime is down, but then we're watching this explosion of juvenile crime, and there are no consequences. And so far, we've learned from the new DGS secretary, not much different than the old boss. There's still time that she can turn things around, but right now, not off to a good start. And this one parent came up, and this is something we talked about. Ivan Bates had discussed, the city state's attorney, at one point, if you're not going to hold the juveniles accountable, do you hold the parents accountable?
I blame mostly to go get a warrant for the parents and make the parents set up charges. They need to do the charges that the kid does.
So he's advocating that if the kid is charged armed robbery, that you charge the parent with armed robbery. Parent didn't do it. I don't think that's going to fly. That's clearly unconstitutional. But what you could do you could charge them with child neglect or child abuse or some other law in which they're not effectively monitoring their minor children. Now, if they're 18, 19, there's not much you can do. They're adults, and they should be charged as adults. But if they're 10, you know, all the way up to 17 years of age, then maybe the parents should be charged with something. And what that is, I don't know. We're throwing it out there. Ivan Bates had said he was going to look at that, and then he kind of backed away from it recently, even at the town hall. That did not come up. But everybody talks about accountability and consequences, and there have to be ramifications for actions, but nobody's doing anything about it. So retired Sergeant Betsy Smith says, yeah, you got to have consequences. Otherwise, this is just going to keep happening.
Well, I think we've already said that many times. Enough is enough. Crime has to have consequences. And obviously, these juveniles do not believe that they are going to face any kind of consequences, or they would stop doing this stuff.
Yeah, you think.
Yeah. And she says right now, when you look at it, and it brought Westmore to fire. The governor had to fire his hand-picked buddy, Vincent Schiraldi, and now he puts in this Betsy Fox Tolentino. She's got a long ways to go to prove herself. But so, again, the system is broken. The system is not working.
The system, as it is in place now in the state of Maryland, clearly is not working, at least for this group of juvenile offenders and many others that we talk about every single week.
Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp in your favorite song? Or maybe conversations with old friends. Whether it's you, your spouse, a brother, sister, mom, dad, losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please let Audiology Associates help you out. 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segaff and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100 online, aaiaudiology.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has signed a disaster declaration for Texas and says the administration is eager to help the Lone Star State.
We're working very close with representatives from Texas, and it's a horrible thing that took place. Absolutely horrible.
The president noting he and the first lady are heartbroken over the loss of life and destruction in Texas.
We say God bless all of the people that have gone through so much, and God bless the state of Texas.
And the president says he'll probably manage to visit the state on Friday. Meanwhile, as Tayshia Stevens reports, Texas is getting a helping hand from the NFL.
The NFL's two Texas-based teams, the Dallas Cowboys and the Houston Texans, are joining the NFL Foundation to help support the families of victims and survivors of the devastating flash floods in Central Texas. The National Football League said Sunday they'll contribute $1.5 million to provide immediate assistance and long-term resources to those most impacted by the catastrophic flooding. At least 82 people have been killed, dozens are missing following the July 4th disaster. Listeners who wish to help in the disaster rescue effort can make donations at salvationarmytexas.org. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Global shares are mostly down as the Trump administration steps up pressure on trading partners to quickly make new deals before Wednesday tariff deadline takes effect. U.S. markets coming off another surge last Thursday. The president throwing cold water on Elon Musk's newly announced political party.
The president said it's ridiculous for Musk to launch a new political party. He told reporters that it's always been a two-party system.
Third parties have never worked, so he can have fun with it, but I think it's ridiculous.
Over the weekend, Musk announced that he would form the America Party in response to the president's sweeping tax cuts law. Greg Clugston, the White House.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talk to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning, it's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
That heavy rain in the bay is kind of south and east of Annapolis right now and extends over towards Tilghman Island. So if you're in those areas, both sides of the bay, getting some very heavy rain right now. And again, it's still kind of moving up to the north and east a little bit, and there's still some heavier rain back into the central part of Virginia, which will be up here later on. Broken down vehicle that was in the right tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel has been cleared in the last 5 minutes, so there's a slow recovery there, still backed up to and beyond the O'Donnell Street ramp back towards Eastern Avenue, and 895 is still slow as well, beginning right around the Urban Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're starting off with some showers here for your Monday morning. Temperatures are mild, too, with mid to upper 70s this morning. We're tracking more showers, a couple of thunderstorms as we head into the afternoon and evening as well. Keep those showers and storms in your forecast for most of the rest of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Dundalk has 77 degrees. Hunt Valley also 77. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. The demolition of the remaining structures of Baltimore's Key Bridge expected to begin today, weather permitting. The work will start with the use of heavy machinery to remove the bridge deck over the Patapsco River from Hawkins Point and Sollers Point. Work will take several months. Communities in the area can expect to hear construction noise, heavy equipment, and increased activity from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., 7 days a week, throughout the summer. Infant dead, two people hospitalized after a single vehicle crash in Frederick County. Maryland State Police say the accident happened at around 11 o'clock Sunday morning, 12,000 block of Woodsboro Pike. The SUV struck a telephone pole and a house. Six-month-old baby flown to shock trauma in Baltimore, where he was pronounced dead. Three-year-old boy, 26-year-old woman taken to the hospital by ambulance. The driver of the SUV was not injured. One man dead, three Anne Arundel County firefighters suffered minor burns and a Glen Burnie fire. The fire broke out at around 3:30 Saturday morning, 1100 block of Crane Highway. Investigators say the man initially escaped the fire, but went back into the home to search for his family, not knowing they had already escaped. A woman and a 13-year-old baby taken to the hospital were treated for smoke inhalation. Red Cross, Mobile Crisis are assisting the families who live in that building. It's 7:05, WCBM, Pick 3 Lottery 109, Pick 4, 4732, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Vinny, I'm checking out your VinnySteele.com website, and I gotta say, I love that it's so easy to navigate.
Thanks, Sean. I really try to make it easy for everybody who needs to buy, sell, get multiple cash offers, or they just want to reach out to me directly with any questions they may have.
So, what's the most asked question you get these days?
You know, Sean, I would say probably questions about my guaranteed sale program and how much money a seller can get for their home in today's market.
Well, you are famous for your home sold guarantee or will buy it offer, but you have other great programs and services here, right?
Absolutely. Sellers want the most money and certainty, and I make it easy with my guaranteed sale program, my exclusive multiple cash offer platform, and buy before you sell programs, all online.
So if you're in the market to sell your home this summer, do what I did. Check out VinnieSteo.com and then call or text Vinny at 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515 and then start packing.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. A two-run shot from Jackson Holiday in 6 2/3 innings of shutout ball was on the line in the bottom of the ninth yesterday with the Orioles bullpen trying to close it out.
Dominguez trying to put the finishing touches on a Baltimore sweep and give Atlanta their ninth loss in 11 games. Ozzie goes, grounder to second. This should do it. And the Orioles sweep the Braves.
Call on the Roku Sports Network. Yes, sir, Anthony Dominguez secures his second save of the year. Despite allowing a ninth-inning home run, and the Birds secure their fourth sweep of the year with a 2-1 win over the Braves. And meanwhile, Orioles right-hander Grayson Rodriguez was in Atlanta throwing a bullpen session and talked about it after the game.
So far, so good. Just threw a 25-pitch bullpen. Bullpens are really nice. Throwing a few of them now.
And week two of Wimbledon getting underway in 90 minutes. Fourth round action. Novak Djokovic takes the court at 8:30. American Ben Shelton at 9:10. And the number one seed Jannik Sinner at 11:20 a.m. Number two seed Carlos Alcaraz already in the quarters will face Brit Cam Nori tomorrow. American Taylor Fritz will also go tomorrow. Coming up in 30 minutes, what's wrong with the word beautiful? And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Thanks for joining us here in this hour, and hope you had a wonderful Independence Day holiday and weekend. We're back at it here, talking in the first hour about the big, beautiful bill and, of course, all its ramifications. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at Revolution Rosie, and she's now stuck in Ireland. Looks like on a meat and potatoes diet. The left smearing President Trump over a horrific tragedy in Texas. The flooding there that has already claimed over 100 lives. You have to have a whole new level of moral depravity to try to blame somebody on
an act of nature.
An act of God.
Yeah.
Act of nature. A catastrophic flood. But that's what they're doing. And they round up the usual suspects. But the lies and myths being told about Medicaid are, again, you expect this now from the Democrats. They've got nothing left but fear-mongering and race-baiting, and because that's what they do when they get backed into a corner.
One of the places where the Wall Street Journal is really very good is on numbers and on analysis of those numbers. Kate Batchelder, she works for the Wall Street Journal, and she says, let's be clear about a couple of things about Medicaid, because there are a lot of half-truths or, frankly, a lot of nonsense being spewed by the political left about what this big bill does to Medicaid. And she says, let's start with the basis here of how many people are actually using Medicaid.
The share of the population on Medicaid is twice the rate of the poverty rate. The program is growing at one of the fastest-growing entitlements.
One of the fastest growing entitlements, twice the rate of the poverty rate. Some of that doesn't make sense. If you're over the poverty rate, you mean to tell me that there are that many people over the poverty rate who need Medicaid? Or are these individuals who are healthy and can work but choose not to work, so they use it because, after all, hey, if it's free, might as well take advantage of it. Well, all that the new bill does, it doesn't cut it at all. It simply sets the rules for what you got to do in order to actually get Medicaid.
All this bill does on Medicaid is try to keep Medicaid growing at 2 to 3% a year. This is not a Medicaid cut, okay? Medicaid spending is going to increase. And it does that by making sure folks are eligible, making sure folks are working part-time, 20 hours a week. These are pretty sensible reforms. And the same on food stamps. It tries to keep states from ducking out of work requirements that they've been trying to avoid and make sure that these benefits are going to people who are eligible for them. So that narrative, I think, is totally just kicked free of reality, and it actually will make some progress on getting those programs under control.
Now, one of the things that we see here is that the numbers being tossed around by the political left are lies or half-truths. They say X number of people, millions of people, are going to be kicked off. Well, let's talk about some of those populations. 1.5 million of the roughly, I think it's 17 million they're talking about. 1.5 million are illegal aliens who don't qualify for being on Medicaid. And you have another 5 or 6 million of individuals who are healthy and able to work, who simply choose to not work. And the rest is based on assumptions.
Half of their estimate is that there are folks who are going to lose it who don't comply with the work requirement. But that just means, again, that they weren't willing to work or volunteer or engage in an education program for 80 hours a month. We also have estimates that there's 1 million illegal immigrants who should not be receiving Medicaid that may lose coverage.
Yeah. And there are one final thing. One of the things that happens is there are other choices available, she points out, that, you know what, if you're off Medicaid, then you go back into the Obama exchange and you find an insurance policy that is appropriate for you and your financial situation. There are other choices.
And obviously, it was originally intended for those who are truly disabled,
yes.
The vulnerable, pregnant women, young children, disabled, elderly, et cetera, that needed the safety of the social safety net. That's what we're getting back to, and requiring able-bodied people to do something to get the benefit is common sense, and most of America agrees with that.
Of course, the Democrats can't go down too hard on this getting people to work thing because it was initially Bill Clinton's idea. 7:13 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the Fort McHenry Tunnel has recovered pretty much. They had the broken down vehicle in the right tube southbound. At one point, it was backed up towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and now it's moved in just a bit. The problem was the word got out. 895 then took a hit, and all the traffic went over there. So now the delays begin on 895 right around Pulaski Highway. So from that point through the Old Harbor Tunnel, which is only two lanes southbound, it's going to take closer to 20 minutes to get through there. But 95 at least is on the move once again. And looking at the traffic coming out on the south end and then eventually down towards 395, all the lanes are open. Looks like a pretty good ride right now towards the southwest side of the Beltway on 95 through that area. So far, JFX should have been clear from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Showers and storms are going to be with us for most of the week. Already in the area this morning. That chance continues into this afternoon and evening. Low 90s today. And, of course, this is all part of the remnants of Tropical Storm Chantal. Right now it's cloudy and 75 in Owings Mills. Flood watch in 78 in Annapolis. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
I just noticed the difference between the White House balcony last year during Independence Day with Joe and Jill and Hunter, who was having an issue with his nose for some strange reason. And this year, with the First Lady looking just radiant, and the President, and they were dancing. She was doing the MAGA dance. They shared a few tender kisses on the balcony. It's just what a difference a year makes, huh? This is major news. The President is heading to the Middle East to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu as a new Middle East test looms. And this is all going to have to do with the ceasefire with Israel and Hamas in Gaza.
I'm very optimistic, but, you know, look, it changes from day to day. It's been changing for years.
And the president also talked about expanding the Abraham Accords.
I think a lot of people are going to be joining the Abraham Accords. We have four great countries already, but we're going to have a lot of people, I think, joining.
This is major news. Wall Street Journal breaking the news today. A new Palestinian offer for peace with Israel. The most influential clan of sheikhs in Hebron, in the West Bank, has basically said, quote, "We want coexistence. We want cooperation with Israel." Sheikh Jabari and four other leading Hebron sheikhs have now signed a letter pledging peace and full recognition of Israel as a Jewish state. Their plan is for Hebron to break out of the Palestinian Authority, establish an emirate of its own, and join the Abraham Accords. And that is the goal. That's a major news story. Wall Street Journal has it today. As for tariffs, tomorrow is supposed to be the last day that they can negotiate with tariffs. President Trump says that several countries are going to be getting letters about the status of their tariffs.
You have hundreds of countries. You know, you have over 200 countries. And you can't sit down with 200 countries. I think the letters are better.
He was also asked yesterday about Elon Musk, who, as he said, sad to watch Elon go completely off the rails. Over the weekend, Elon announced the formation of a third party called the America Party. President Trump was asked what he thought of the new America Party.
I think it's ridiculous to start a third party. We have a tremendous success with the Republican Party. The Democrats have lost their way, but it's always been a two-party system. And I think starting a third party just adds to confusion. It really seems to have been developed for two parties. Third parties have never worked. So he can have fun with it, but I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, just it is. But that's, you know, and this is the logic I don't get. This is a man who's a genius, okay? He'll know much more about rockets and, you know, electric cars than I. But mm-hmm. I think he's lacking in common sense. So he's going to start a third party, and that's to do what? It's to punish MAGA and the Republicans for passing the One Big Beautiful Bill. Well, if you start splitting off the vote, and already we're hearing Mark Cuban and an idiot Mooch and a bunch of others want to join in that party, what it's going to do is going to fracture part of the MAGA or Republican Party, and who's that going to help?
Helps the Democrats.
That's going to help the Democrats. And do you think they're going to be responsible stewards of fiscal management?
No, I think this has to do with ego, in my analysis. I think that he's a very rich guy, used to getting his own way. He views Donald Trump as another very rich guy who's getting his own way. This is basically, let's see who has the bigger one.
Well, no, when he didn't get his own way, when the EV mandate went bye-bye, when some of his government subsidies are going bye-bye, that's when the true Elon Musk, apparently, is emerging. Hakeem Jeffries, I don't normally like to quote him during the MAGA update, but I 100% agree with what he's saying here.
Manu wasn't the only one. The only American citizen who's been targeted by the deportation machine, a deportation machine that will be unleashed on steroids by this one big ugly bill.
Yeah, well, I agree.
Well, that's
what I voted for. I wanted a deportation machine on steroids. That's the Magic Minuteman. Who, the only reason why he did that was to break Kevin McCarthy's record.
Yes, exactly.
That's the only reason why he wanted to do that. All right. That being said, there's a great article over Breitbart. 18 big, beautiful Trump victories as America celebrates Independence Day. We might share some of that with you this week as well. And finally, Trump's approval rating among Republicans now has surpassed President Reagan.
Wow.
Yeah. According to CNN, 63% of the GOP strongly approve of his leadership. That's 10 points better than his first term. It is also way better than Bush 41, Bush 43. We'll tell you who Bush 43 is joining up forces with to try to undermine President Trump a little bit later on. But it's the 169th day in the golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Oh, All right, 7:21 still to come. More on the Medicaid myths and predictions and so on and so forth. Coming up at 7:37, the left now, led by George Stephanopoulos, trying to smear President Trump over the tragic Texas floods where over 100 people, including many children, have perished.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Getting some rain at the Bay Bridge, and again, we've been tracking this rain coming up the bay that earlier was down around Chesapeake Beach over to the eastern shore of Tillman Island through there, and now it looks like it's just about to really take over the main span at the bridge. Even though all three lanes are moving, you can see the sky kind of to the south and west is really dark in that area, so we'll keep an eye on that. Morning backup has arrived now on I-97 southbound at Route 32. It gets better after the bridge at 178, and so far the junction there is clear at State Road 50 or at Route 50 and the ramp at I-97. Still recovering, still hurting a little bit from some earlier problems going south at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today, remnants of Tropical Storm Chantal moving in through our area. Showers and storms in the area this morning. Chance will continue later on this afternoon, evening, for much of the week today. We're in the low 90s. But I want to emphasize this because we're going to be talking about this in about 10 minutes, about flood watches and flood warnings. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because there is a flood watch right now in for Baltimore and most of the Baltimore Metro. Annapolis, it's 77 right now. Middle River, 77 with flood watch. A flood watch means that conditions are there.
Correct.
That could lead to local flooding. So if you live in a by a river or in a low lying area that is prone to flooding, you should be prepared. You should pay very close attention to the forecasts on this station, on other local stations there. When you get a flood warning, that means that it's imminent. Okay, that you know, this is based on projected rainfall and other conditions as these rivers begin to rise and some spill over their banks and other areas. Again, if you live in these areas, you know. or are expected to know that they're prone to flooding. So that's important. We're going to get to that here in just a minute on the other side, because believe it or not, you got George Stay on Top of This and others. And even people in Texas are blaming the National Weather Service, and they did their job.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that a little bit later on, but it's just important to know that that there is a flood watch in effect right now for a lot of the Baltimore Metro.
All right, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. You know who Grady Judd is, one of our favorite sheriffs down in Texas. I'm sorry, he's down in Florida, actually. Sean, this is a soundbite that I found this past weekend that as soon as I heard it, I thought, I've got to play this because I wanted you to hear it particularly. This is Grady Judd. Here's the deal. There's this guy down there, 43-year-old guy, I can't remember his name, Judd has it in a second, who's been running this con where he says he's a woman and he gets people to, you know, then try to engage with him for some kind of illicit behavior. Then he shows up and he's nowhere near the rather unattractive woman that shows in the pictures. He is actually himself. So, Sean, without further ado.
Jason Bathit, 43, from Davenport. This is our human trafficking and prostitution folks. When he walks in, you think, well, I have set up a deal with an ugly woman. And I think you would all agree that this guy's an ugly woman, right? This is what you really get when the makeup comes off. You decide that you're going to hook up with a woman. She comes in, and she's already uglier than a mud fence. And then, as you start to engage, you find out, hey, this dudette is a dude, and look what he really looks like. He looks like he should have been in a Scarface movie. This is what's happening. People think they're getting this, and many times they're getting a really bad guy. When you find him in the bar at night, you know, you try to drink him pretty, and you wake up the next morning. And you see this? Yeah, that's what we call Rolex ugly. Rolex ugly is you wake up the next morning and they're laying on your arm and your Rolex is there and you just chew your arm off and leave the Rolex. You just got to get out of there. You don't care about the Rolex.
I thought that was the funniest thing I heard all weekend long. Rolex ugly, a phrase I've not heard before, now brought to popularity by Grady Judd. It's, there he goes, something new for us. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, real quickly, this is Donald Trump on July 4th on Independence Day, talking about the big, beautiful bill.
So many different groups of people are being taken care of, the military and civilians of all types, jobs of all types. We're adding things like the biggest tax cut in the history of our country, child tax credits. We made promises, and it's really promises made, promises kept, and we've kept them.
Yeah, well, they have kept them indeed. With the passage of this bill on Donald Trump's timeline, with the elements Donald Trump wanted in it, a big, beautiful bill. If his assumptions are correct, this economy should be taking off like a rocket on jet fuel sometime within the next 6 months or so. Well, let's just wait and see. 729 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and Tim Kyle Electric. They're my electrician. They're now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. With our hot summer weather in full swing, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to get into your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Now's the time to call them at 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404 or at timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
7:30 coming up next, the left tries to smear Trump for the Texas floods. It's time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. A man dead, three Anarondale County firefighters suffer minor burns in a Glen Burnie fire. The fire broke out at around 3:30 Saturday morning, the 1100 block of Crane Highway. Investigators say the man initially escaped the fire, but went back into the home to search for his family, not knowing they had already escaped the blaze. A woman and a 13-year-old baby taken to the hospital to be treated for smoke inhalation. Red Cross and Mobile Crisis assisting the families who live in that building. Maryland leaders say they are heartbroken by the devastating floods that has killed more than 80 people in central Texas. Governor Wes Moore says that he and First Lady Dawn are joining all of Maryland in praying for everyone affected, including the families who have lost or are missing loved ones. April McLean Delaney is offering her deepest thanks to the brave first responders working tirelessly in the face of tragedy. She says she will do whatever she can to support emergency services and FEMA resources. Crews to the Mount Airy Volunteer Fire Department pulled a driver from his overturned vehicle after a crash in Carroll County. Accident happened at around 4 p.m. Saturday, 2800 block of Flag Marsh Road. Driver was flown to a hospital by medevac. There's been no update on the driver's condition, and the cause of the crash remains under investigation. Baltimore police investigating separate weekend shootings that left one person dead, two others injured. Just before midnight Friday, a man was shot 3500 block of Esther Place, Southeast Baltimore. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Around 1:30 on Saturday morning, a man drove himself to the hospital after suffering a graze wound. That happened at the 4800 block of Bell Avenue. That's up in the northwest part of the city. He is in stable condition. In East Baltimore, a man shot multiple times, 2400 block of Brentwood Avenue. He is also in stable condition. 7:32, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barowi. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I'd think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Pick 3 Lottery 109, pick 4, 4732, and now Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
We talked about this backup, which is normally the delay here right at I-97 and Route 32, but right after that last report, we had a report there was an accident in the same area, but right at this camera shot, we're not seeing it. If a chart can turn the camera south towards 178, might be able to see it. Traffic is moving, but it was reacting to that. Also, we were talking in the last report about some of this rain working its way up towards the Bay Bridge, and it looks like now it's almost there. So if you're on the main span, both directions, and then coming into Sandy Point, that heavy rain is just about now ready to hit that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're starting off with some showers here for your Monday morning. Temperatures are mild, too, with mid to upper 70s this morning. We're tracking more showers, a couple of thunderstorms as we head into the afternoon and evening as well. Keep those showers and storms in your forecast for most of the rest of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles second baseman Jackson Holliday may have been disappointed in not making the initial American League All-Star roster, but he didn't show it yesterday.
This one driven deep to right. Track, wall, and gone. Jackson Holliday gets the scoring started on a Sunday with a two-run homer.
Call on the Roku Sports Network, part of a four-hit afternoon for Jackson Holliday, the second of his young career, as the Birds sweep Atlanta 2-1 the final. Left-hander Trevor Rogers, the other big story for Baltimore, 6 2/3 of shutout ball for the win. Rogers a 157 earned run average in five starts this year. Last year it was 7-11 in four starts. Elsewhere in baseball, sad news to report. The two-time All-Star pitcher and World Series hero Bobby Jenks has passed away. Jenks died on the 4th of July in Sintra, Portugal. He had been diagnosed with adenocarcinoma, a form of stomach cancer, this year. His manager, Ozzie Guillen, with a tribute.
One thing about Bobby, I saw him throw first day of spring training. I see this big man over there, like, who the hell is that? And first day, throwing gas.
He gone. Yeah.
Scouts will tell you the best pure power in the majors comes out of the right arm of Bobby Jenks. They've had him as high as 102.
The right-hander was on the hill and got the save, clinching the World Series for the White Sox in 2005, ending an 88-year championship drought on the south side of Chicago. Bobby Jenks was 44 years of age. It's getting to be that time of year, and we're talking about NFL football training camp talk. Rookies report next week and the vets the week after. What's interesting this year, the five teams with by far the best Super Bowl odds per BetMGM are basically the same five from last year. In order, Eagles, Ravens, Bills, Chiefs, and Lions. The Niners come in sixth. The Bengals and Commanders round out the top eight. And on that note, more from the Dudes on Dudes podcast, hosted by Super Bowl champions Rob Gronkowski and Julian Edelman. Last week they talked about the great Ray Lewis. This time they're talking about the King.
What's incredible about Derrick Henry is that size. He's 247, but I swear he plays and looks bigger than he even is.
100%.
He's like 6'6", 280, running the ball. That's what it looks like.
I remember when we played against him, I walked by him after the game, like, who the f*** is his defensive end? Oh my God, that's Henry? Jesus, he's so big. I wouldn't want...
Yes, indeed, it's almost that time. But the time now is 7:37, when we return a former Eagle shot down on social media.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Apparently the word beautiful was a bad word on July 4th. Former Eagle and Super Bowl champion Jason Kelce took to social media to celebrate the 4th of July. So on the day, he wrote this, quote, "Man, I love the 4th. One of the great days we can all set aside our differences in the country, enjoy the one thing that we all share in common, and that is we are American." Cheers to you on beautiful America.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's what he wrote on Instagram, and just almost immediately, this came hours after the big, beautiful bill was signed.
Right.
Word beautiful. So here are some of the comments to Jason Kelce. Quote, "Set aside differences. One party wants to feed children. The other one wants to feed brown people to alligators." That's what one person wrote. Another person wrote, "Unfortunately, they signed the worst bill for so many Americans today just to rub it in our faces." Unquote.
Yeah.
So you can't use the word beautiful on July 4th.
This tells me that the left is returning to X.
Yes.
Remember they tried that blue sky thing?
Right, and, right. And that didn't work.
That's just an echo chamber. Now they've realized we need to go on X. And so this kind of pushback tells me they're returning to X, which is, you know, bring it on. Yeah. You know, we love it.
So. I'm sure they'll change a bunch of minds with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing way to like changing somebody's mind by talking negatively about their face.
Yeah. And the Trump administration does not want to feed brown people to alligators. Okay.
Really? Yeah. Are you sure about that?
That's a crock. It really is.
Okay. If those brown people, you know,
that's pretty good,
stay at Gator Gitmo and await their flight home, they'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
If they try to escape, you know, who knows? All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. 7:39. But that wasn't even the worst of the weekend on X. I happened to, you know, bring up my social media feed, and I was watching all these people going off trying to blame President Trump for the flooding in Texas. And what's amazing to me is the round up the usual suspects. You have, in this particular case, George Stephanopoulos. Now, George Stephanopoulos, remember, he already was judged to be, they ruled against him in a $16 million lawsuit for ABC in which he said President Trump was convicted of rape. He was not. In that ridiculous case up in, Gene Carroll, yeah. Whatever his name was, there was sexual assault, but it was not rape. That's what the judge found, and it's still, I think, bogus. Anyway, he lost that lawsuit. Get ready for another one, because here's what he said about Trump and the floods.
Maria, we're also learning that there were significant staffing shortfalls at the National Weather Service's offices in the region.
You know, George, as of right now, the local county officials really didn't want to address that just yet. What they are telling us is they expected between 4 and 6 inches of rain. That is what weather experts told them, the National Weather Service as well. They also knew that in remote locations, they might get anywhere from 8 to 10 inches. But this amount of rain in such a short amount of time, it was very difficult to navigate. And when the Department of Homeland Security Secretary was here just yesterday, she acknowledged this was an issue. She was going to take these concerns to the White House as well and try and see if there was anything they could do to revamp the system. She says the president is committed to it.
Maria, thanks very much.
All right. So, and then the president was asked before departing for Israel a question about, are you to blame? There were cuts at the National Weather Service. Temporary federal workers were,
yeah,
were about 20% of the workforce was cut. But on that day, this weekend, on this weekend where the floods happened, there were extra staffers brought in to manage, and they sent out the warnings. So the warnings did go out.
Yep.
Okay, it was there was a communication breakdown. The problem is, so much rain. This is an extreme event. There was so much rain that fell.
3 feet in less than an hour?
Such a quick time that the Guadalupe River crested, and it was up 30 feet within an hour. That's unheard of and unimaginable. Tragedy. Here's President Trump reacting to the question.
Are you investigating whether some of the cuts to the federal government left key vacancies at the National Weather Service or in the emergency coordination?
No, they did not. They did. I'll tell you, if you look at that, that what a situation that all is, and that was really the Biden setup. That was not our setup, but I wouldn't blame Biden for it either. I would just say this is a 100-year catastrophe. And it's just so horrible to watch.
I'm planning to visit Texas, Mr. President.
Yeah, probably on Friday.
Yeah. Now, so the first flood watch was issued Thursday at 1:18 p.m. Then a flash flood warning was issued at 1:14 a.m. on Friday. And an extreme warning coming at 4:03. The problem, it comes in the middle of the night. And so unless there's some kind of system that you have set up. Now, Kerr County, where Kerrville is located, which was where the Camp Mystic and these sad for these Christian girls at camp, so many have lost their lives. They looked into a warning system, an extreme warning system for flash floods, and the public rose up against it. They didn't want it. They did not want it. It was too expensive.
Yeah.
So Kristi Noem is now saying that the federal government will look and see if there's anything they can do for it. Because this happened in 1987.
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad, but it happened once before, so obviously they have not learned their lesson. But this is just an unspeakable act of nature when it happens this quick, and it's very, very sad as people are still trying to find their loved ones and identify their loved ones and bury their loved ones. You have idiots like George Stephanopoulos trying to blame it on President Trump.
7:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCB, and we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Now is that time of 410-WCBM-680. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. It looks like the minor wreck that was reported along I-97 southbound near the bridge at 178 may have cleared itself. Now, it looks like we're improving. We did get a look, thanks to Chart. They turned the camera south, and we don't see any vehicles there, so we've gone back to the normal camera shot here at I-97 at Route 32, but much better than it was even 10 minutes ago. Some of that rain did arrive now onto the west end of the Bay Bridge, so both sides right there at Oceanic Drive and around Sandy Point are getting rain in that area, and some of that rain continues to work its way up the bay from the south and west. So, again, we're keeping a close watch on that. Had some delays earlier with the heavy traffic going into both the harbor tunnels. At one point, there was a stoppage in the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and that backed us up and was keeping us slow as you're moving south on 895. And 95 started to recover, and it looks like that may be improving now for the traffic into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle. Let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready when you travel. Check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop by and see Bernie, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast: showers and storms as a result of Tropical Storm Chantal moving through the area all this week. A very unstable weather pattern. A chance will continue afternoon, evening showers. We have a flood watch in effect for a lot of local areas here this morning. So we're expecting the high in the low 90s today. This might be with us all weekend long. For instance, we have cloudy skies right now with a flood watch in Pasadena, 78 flood watch. Mm-hmm. Also in Parkville.
That's right, where that stuff's heading.
And 77, yeah. So, and their flood watch means, again, that conditions are there that could cause local flooding, mm-hmm. especially in low-lying areas. When you get that flood warning, that's when it's about to happen.
Let me get a look at this late thing that I have. Go ahead. Just looking down to see what it says. Yeah, it's all red, and it's just about up into the area right around Sandy Point. So it's working its way up the bay, and then all the heavy stuff, by the way, is still kind of out to the south and west in Virginia. It's still south of the district.
Yeah, and you just worry, you wonder if it's going to stall. If it stalls a little bit, then it's going to be with us longer for the week versus right. moving out of here. All right, thanks, Chuck. It's time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you'll be the winner. We have a WCBM 100th anniversary T-shirt, coffee mug, to award. Richard in Essex is our contestant. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll take last.
All right. Good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Yes, Joe Biden is going to deliver a major speech at the World Economic Forum next year, and he's being offered $2 million for the speech, wow. according to the Wall Street Journal. That sets a record, the previous high for speeches. And this was when Donald Trump was not a politician. He received $1.5 million for a series of speeches. That was $1.5 million each on learning. And President Reagan received $1 million for a speech in Japan. Story number two, Smith College in Massachusetts offering a $5,000 course for teens on queer love stories as well as reproductive justice. There's other such classes like Play Like a Girl, Gender and Sport.
And Bruce?
It's part of the Women, Gender, and Representation course at Smith College. And finally, a Texas State University professor claimed without any evidence that first we assign the sex category. The sex, male or female, is also assigned at birth. And I think it's a little bit of a hump for some of us to get over to see that we're not born with a sex. Sex is a social construct. You know, like race. All right. This is story one. Biden to get $2 million for a speech next year, World Economic Forum. Story two, Smith College offering queer love stories and other crazy courses. Or story three, Texas professor claims we are not born with a sex. It is assigned. All right. We'll start with Chuck.
One.
Chuck goes for one. Bruce?
It's hard to imagine that he can actually pull out $2 million worth of content. I got to go and check on this one. Number one's fake news.
Kristen?
One.
Kristen goes for one. And Richard?
We'll make it unanimous.
It's unanimous today. No, Joe Biden not being offered $2 million. I mean, I don't even think he can speak 10 minutes, let alone for an hour.
But too big to stay home.
Yeah. Hey, he did the speech in San Diego last week, and that didn't go over well as well.
So, I have a soundbite from him coming up on that, by the way.
To stay home.
He said, yeah, it's nice being in Omaha.
congratulations, Richard. We'll put you on hold and tell you how to get your prize.
Where's Warren Buffett?
749. By the way, Ken writes, this is an important point. He says, not sure if you're aware, but the girls' camp that lost so many little girls and adults, they were not allowed any technology at the camp. No cell phones, no computers, no TV. There was no way to get any weather warning at that camp, Mystic or whatever. And so some have suggested a tornado-like warning, you know, hit the sounds, the sirens, and you head for the shelters. So, again, they did look into that in Kerr County, and they, you know, the public apparently pushed back, according to local politicians, and they did not want to incur the extra cost. And so it's a very tough situation.
Yeah.
But this is an unspeakable tragedy, over 100 lives lost. Many of these are young girls that were in this Christian camp, and these poor families that are dealing with this right now. And let's recover and rescue. You know, the Texas National Guard and U.S. Coast Guard have saved nearly 1,000 lives so far.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. So let's focus on our search, rescue, recovery, and getting these families so they have some kind of closure, and then we can go back and look at how do we prevent this again. But it's very tough, as you know. You can't stop Mother Nature.
Right.
If you live in these areas and you know them to be prone to flooding, prone to hurricane, prone to earthquake, whatever, you've got to take that into and have an emergency plan in effect. Especially as a parent, you need to do that for your children. 7:50, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Coming up between 8 and 9 this morning on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, the big, beautiful bill, local reaction, both from the mayor and the governor of the state. They're not real fond of it, I guess you could say. You have Columbia University. Apparently, they had a student apply, wanted to go there, who said he's African-American. He's now running for mayor of the city of New York, and he is not. We'll talk about that. Yes, Mom Donnie strikes again. And MS-13, it's nice to see the kind of conditions under which the Maryland man is living. The Maryland man is currently living under not bad conditions, not exactly sleeping in the conditions they advertised. He has a room. It has a mattress. It's all good. He's a happy camper, or at least as happy as one can be while incarcerated. But this is not exactly the lie we told, but he's sleeping on a springs, no mattress.
Now, remember when Bukele, when Chris Van Hollen went down there?
Yep.
And, of course, they had a margarita in the picture. So that was Bukele that put that picture out. Now, after MS-13 man claims that he's been psychologically tortured and beaten, Bukele puts out another video, this one where he's in a nice cell and he's getting food and drink, and he doesn't look like he's been psychologically tortured and beaten. But our media here, they run with a narrative as soon as it's fed to them.
You want to see somebody who's psychologically tortured, you just check out Chuck Whitaker at around 9:01 every single morning, Monday through Friday, because we do our best at 7:53. Chuck?
You don't even want to go there. It's elder abuse. I get myself a chief attorney somewhere.
Oh, sure. Knock yourself out.
Yeah. I'll call Dewey Cheatham and Hal. With offices in Hyattsville, Lower Slavovia, and Little America. The inner loop. The inner loop is slowing at Greenspring towards the JFX. Nothing there. Roadway conditions are dry, so no rain right now through that area. But it's a little bit slow. It's only the speed reduction at that point. Parkville side looks good. Everybody on the west side has been doing fine this morning. JFX, you're in good shape as you're moving south and moving that area from Ruxton Road and eventually through downtown. Just looking at a little bit of slowing here just after Liberty Road. I don't see anything in the roadway, but they're slowing just a bit right after the bridge at Liberty, heading down towards Milford Mill Road, to make that Windsor Mill Road, and eventually towards Security Boulevard. One new minor accident, I think this is on the shoulder on the BW Parkway northbound at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Again, the remnants of Tropical Storm Chantal going to bring us an unstable weather pattern. Rain heavy at times, showers and storms in the area all day and all week pretty much. Today's high in the low 90s. A flash flood watch is in effect for many of the areas in Baltimore. We've got Annapolis. We have Pikesville's under that, Baltimore City, Middle River. This is not a comprehensive list. I'm just letting you know. snow. Check your local forecast, Pasadena, Severn, anywhere around water, really, the bay, rivers, and things that where they the banks of the rivers can rise with a flash flood, or low-lying areas where the water doesn't drain as effectively, you could be affected. So just keep that. Right now, that's a flash flood watch for those areas, 78 in the city, 78 in Middle River. Let's take a call here from Jamie in Catonsville.
Morning, Jamie.
Hey, thanks for the warning about the flash floods. They could have used that probably down in Texas.
Well, they had
especially
it.
Especially in Ellicott City.
Yeah, they had it. Yeah. They had the warning. It was out. It just, the problem is that, according to the Weather Channel, one of our listeners just texted in studio, one area got like 20 inches of rain within like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And they can tell you that they can expect 7 to 10 inches or whatever. They just can't specifically geo-target
it. Right.
They can't tell you that it's going to fall in one area of Kerr County and not the other. But they know that there's a potential for heavy downpours. We just can't tell you where the 20 inches are going to fall yet.
Yeah. So if you got a brain, you got to figure out that I may or may not be affected. If you live on the top of a hill,
100% right.
Yep.
100% right. My call. Sorry. July 4th. So I sat and then I came out and watched the sweltering heat, which is great. It's July 4th.
Right.
But the first 5 or 6 sections were all about self-promoting Democrats, Alsa Brooks, Oshetsky, all of them, and all the people that we really want to see in a parade are way in the back sweltering and melting and you know, getting drenched from the heat, and we don't see them until probably an hour and a half into the damn parade. So I don't even think Catonsville parades are worth going to if it's all self-appropriate. Do you think I really want to see Kwasi Mikhumi and all the Democrats who actually are, the Catonsville people are upset that they wanted to put a cannabis dispensary right down on Miller, the old armory down there,
mm-hmm.
and they're all upset. But you didn't see the same people addressing the Carroll County people with that Highline, the electrical lines.
Well, Jamie, I would agree with you. I would say elected officials should be dead last in any parade.
Exactly.
Our first responders, the military, and the people that keep us safe should be first.
That's
but
right.
But there they are to grab the glory. They're glory hounds. Again, look, half these people that were in the they don't even like America. Okay.
No, we don't like them. And I'm just perfecting how I can yell boo and put my thumb down better. That's all it's doing.
Jamie, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. We got Claude Narbutus. Good morning, Claude.
Good morning, Sean. Listen, I'm going to say this about the big, beautiful bill. The tips, no tax on tips didn't pass, or the overtime didn't pass, I don't believe.
Yeah, they did. They both passed. Here's the deal. The tax on tips, your first $25,000 in tips is tax-free. After that, you do have to pay federal taxes. And the reason why they did that is because they were concerned about hedge fund managers and others recategorizing themselves as tipped workers. So that's the reason why. I mean, it's sad that you got to do that. There are provisions. There are restrictions on how much, if you make X amount of money. I think it's $75,000 individual, $150,000 for a couple. That's also on the senior. We'll explain more of that coming in the next hour, Claude. Thanks for raising that. Appreciate it. We got to run here.
Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say "I love you," or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, or your favorite song, or conversations with old friends? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100 online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
All right, coming up next, we have local reaction. Governor Moore, Mayor Scott, to the One Big Beautiful Bill. Kami Mondami lies about race, and he says housing is a right. And we'll take a look at the Bukele story, posting video of MS-13. Man, stay with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 6.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Authorities in Texas say at least 82 people have died in devastating flooding in the Lone Star State. Dan Garcia, a Marble Hill resident of Texas and a professional photographer, says he's been using his drone to get some shots, and the news is not good.
One person who saw my photos said that the water looks like chocolate milk with a lot of stuff floating in it. And so it was really heartbreaking to hear about what happened in Kerrville.
And President Trump has signed a disaster declaration to help Texas. Listeners who wish to help in the disaster rescue effort can make donations at www.salvationarmytexas.org. Democrats in New York and around the country may find themselves divided over outspoken mayoral nominee Zohran Mamdani, a 33-year-old self-described Democratic Socialist. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire told the Salem Radio Network it could be a big problem for the Democrats.
Democrats are going to try their best to keep him at an arm's distance, but this is a young, charismatic guy who's good on camera and has got himself a name ID very quickly. He will be everywhere.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said Sunday that though they passed one big, beautiful bill, another reconciliation bill based on spending cuts is also in the works.
In an interview, Speaker Johnson announced, quote, "We have been planning a second reconciliation bill for the fall that would be attached to the next fiscal year and then potentially one in the spring." He said, "That's my plan, three reconciliation bills before this Congress is over." Johnson said this is all in an effort to, quote, deliver that America First agenda, which the people elected Congress to do. The speaker continued, quote, "The big, beautiful bill is designed to uplift lower and middle class Americans by making the 2017 Trump tax cuts permanent." Bernie Bennett reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, "The pain is gone." And she said, "I'm glad it helped." I said, "No, you don't understand. It's gone."
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers. And then it's money for a school field trip. And of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Good morning. It's 8:03. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so that area of rain has left the Bay Bridge for the time being, but the roadway conditions are wet. But there's no impact right now. Just look at the entire span from Kent Island over through Oceanic Drive at Sandy Point. So we're all doing fine right here at the Seven River Bridge and Ritchie Highway. It's doing okay. And even the backup earlier that was there along I-97 from a minor accident south of I-97 and Route 32. That's pretty much gone now. So good news. We're improving very nicely. Barring any new problems, we should be okay now going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
We're starting off with some showers here for your Monday morning. Temperatures are mild too, with mid to upper 70s this morning. We're tracking more showers, a couple of thunderstorms as we head into the afternoon and evening as well. Keep those showers and storms in your forecast for most of the rest of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Rice is down 72 degrees. Middle River has 77. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The demolition of the remaining structures of Baltimore's Key Bridge expected to begin today, weather permitting. The work will start with the use of heavy machinery to remove the bridge deck over the Patapsco River from Hawkins Point and Sollers Point. Work will take several months. Communities in the area can expect to hear construction noise, heavy equipment, and increased activity from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m., 24/7 throughout the summer. Infant dead after two people are hospitalized after a single vehicle crash in Frederick County. Maryland State Police say the accident happened at around 11 o'clock Sunday. The 11 o'clock Sunday morning, that is, 12,000 block of Woodsboro Pike. An SUV struck a telephone pole and a house. Six-month-old baby flown to shock trauma in Baltimore, where he was pronounced dead, unfortunately. Three-year-old boy, 26-year-old woman taken to the hospital by ambulance. The driver of the SUV was not injured. The state police crash team and leading the investigation there. Man is dead. Three Anne Arundel County firefighters suffer minor burns and a Glen Burnie fire. Fire broke out at 3:30 Saturday morning, the 1100 block of Crane Highway. Investigators say the man initially escaped the fire, but then went back into the home to search for his family, not knowing they had already escaped the blaze. Woman and a 13-year-old baby taken to the hospital to be treated for smoke inhalation. It's 8:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, pick 3, lottery number 109. Your pick 4-4-7-3-2. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The July 4th holiday weekend was indeed festive for the Birds as they feasted on the Braves. 2-1 yesterday as they sweep Atlanta on the road. Trevor Rogers was stellar again.
Trevor Rogers with a half dozen Ks here today.
Well, spin them if you got them. And I'm telling you what, Trevor Rogers is spinning that breaking ball.
He did yesterday. Call on the Roku Sports Network with Big Ben McDonald in the booth. What a difference a year makes for Trevor Rogers. A 157 earned run average this year, 7-11 a year ago. Remember, Trevor Rogers was an NL All-Star in 2021 and was runner-up for NL Rookie of the Year. Major shakeup just down the road in D.C., the last place Nats, firing GM Mike Rizzo and manager Dave Martinez 1 week before the MLB draft. Famed Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. has been arrested for entering U.S. illegally and will be deported to Mexico, where he faces organized crime charges. He is thought to be connected to the Sinaloa cartel. ICE officers detained Chavez for overstaying a tourist visa. The arrest comes only days after the former middleweight champ was beaten by Jake Paul. And finally, in the college division of pro football, that's what we're calling it now, five-star offensive tackle Felix Ojo, spelled O-J-O, committed to Texas Tech over the holiday weekend after signing a seven-figure revenue share contract with the Red Raiders, fully guaranteed, 3 years, $5.1 million. The deal is believed to be the largest fully guaranteed revenue share contract in college football history under the recently approved federal settlement that allows college programs to pay their athletes directly. That's where we are. Coming up in 30 minutes, the last remaining original Oriole passes away. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And welcome back here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Merrill. Hope you had a great Independence Day weekend. It's back to work now, back to the grind, and it's back with but with a little skip in our step.
Yeah.
Because of the one big, beautiful bill. And we'll get to that here in just a second. But coming up in this hour, Salvadoran President Bukele posting a video of MS-13 man. Doesn't look like he's being psychologically tortured or beaten. But, you know. Our media just maybe they just made a mistake.
No black eyes, no scars, no broken bones.
Kami Mondami lying about race on a application and saying housing is a right. But our top story here is the reaction locally to the one big beautiful bill, which is now the law of the land. Governor Wes Moore said the so-called, he wrote this on X over the weekend, the so-called big beautiful bill marks a direct and heartless assault on the American people. Neither Maryland nor any other state across the country has the resources to fill the massive hole that the federal government created today in our social safety net. Well, there's not going to be any hole if people who are able-bodied would go out there and work, volunteer, or perform community service. Yeah. There will be no hole. None whatsoever. Mayor Scott, this is an ugly bill, cruel, reckless, deeply out of touch with the needs of everyday Americans. This isn't just bad policy, it's a betrayal. And every member of Congress who voted for this should be ashamed. Baltimore won't forget. No siree. So Mackenzie Frost caught up with Governor Moore while he was at one of the parades over the weekend.
Yeah, I think the fact that that the president's going to use the 4th of July to sign the Greed Act of 2025, it's depressing.
The Greed Act, yes. Making the tax cuts permanent for most middle class or all middle class Americans, that's certainly a greedy thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Keeping most of your hard-earned money is not greedy. It's the way it's supposed to be.
Well, you see, this is a difference in point of view. On the political left, they don't view it as your money, Sean. It's their money they're letting you use.
Yeah, well.
And so if they want to tax their money more, that's no big deal for them because, after all, it's their money. They're simply letting you use some of it.
Well, Mackenzie then asked him, well, what message does this send to the middle class?
What do you say to middle-class Marylanders who are concerned about how the plans and policies that you signed into law, how that's going to impact them?
What I say to middle-class Marylanders just got a tax cut. You know, the way this works is the overwhelming majority of any type of any kind of increase that happened with our tax reform actually happens to millionaires. So middle-class families just got a tax cut. You know, we made sure we took care of working families. We made sure we took care of middle-class families in the state of Maryland. And those who have a whole lot more, I am asking them to invest a little bit more.
But won't the tax cuts be offset by the tax and fee increases that are now in place?
The middle class just got a tax cut in the state of Maryland. And the truth is that the ones who are going to be asked to pay more, frankly, the overwhelming majority of people asked to pay more are millionaires. And for people who are in the middle class, they just got a tax cut from our most recent package. And so we had to come up with a fair tax system that gave the middle class a tax cut and asked millionaires and those who are doing very, very well to pay and invest a little bit more so we could have world-class schools and safe streets.
On what justification?
Yeah.
Why
repeat the same paragraph over and over and over again, because that's what he does. This middle-class tax cut gets wiped out completely by the fees, the permits, the fines, and increases in government services. Completely wiped out.
You know, somebody you can count on to never repeat the same thing twice. I wish they'd turn those cameras around. Wonder what's happening at the plaza. Oh, sorry. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right. One day, you might be me.
Boy, we all aspire to that.
I'm sure. Perspire? Oh, aspire. I got you. There's a new wreck going into Columbia, southbound Route 29 at Route 100, apparently blocking the right lane. That could give us a backup there as you're coming south from Route 40 and down through that area. Also in Crofton, a new wreck southbound on Route 3, just around the intersection there at Route 424. Looks like most of that rain kind of moved up and then dissipated a little bit just around the Bay Bridge, so that's improving. Don't see any late problems on the Beltway, and right now we're clear and good to go southbound, which is most of the traffic at both the harbor tunnels.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Of course, Tropical Storm Chantal bringing heavy rains, showers, storms all week long. So already we get some heavy rains moving into our area coming up the eastern shore. And it is going to be here before too long. And that'll continue all the way into this afternoon and evening. High today, low 90s, and pretty much the rest of the week. Now, there's a flood watch in effect for Arnold at 79 right now in Arnold, and also a flood watch in effect for Parkville at 78. So if you live near a body of water, if you live near a creek or river, whatever, which with all this heavy rain, be forewarned that in low-lying areas as well, that you could have standing water or you could have moving water. So flood watch means conditions are there which could lead to a flood. Flood warning is it's imminent. It's about to happen. So just keep up, keep that in mind, and let's learn the lessons that unfortunately has hit Texas really, really hard over the last several days. And our thoughts and prayers go out to our fellow Americans in Texas as well. Coming up, time to see which Democrat will emerge from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:15 Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, for us to find out which loon has lost it. It's a perfect piece for the July 4th weekend, Independence Day, all out celebrating, enjoying ourselves, flying the flag proudly. No matter who you are in this country, you fly the flag because it is, after all our country, except maybe it's not. Here's a guy of the far left. Went to the beach this past weekend, and he is really perturbed. Why? Because the American flag is flying, and without even checking with the people who are flying the flag, his assumption is, well, they must be MAGA people, and thus I hate this.
I'm here enjoying a nice day at the beach with my kids, and I turn around. I get these flags planted here on the beach by these MAGA Listen, this is all America. We know. You didn't storm the beaches to stake out your territory on the beach. This isn't the f***ing moon. I get it. This is America. But I'm sick of my flag being represented by white nationalist trash on a beach. Go f*** yourselves.
Yeah, it's a perfectly rational response without ever checking with the individuals to see what their political point of view is. Another way you could actually kind of honor the flag would be to fly one yourself, sport, but I guess that's kind of a concept that's never entered your mind. If you wouldn't mind, get back in the clown car and get out of here.
No, they like to burn them, not to fly them.
Wow.
Remember that. They love burning flags, the left. They don't actually like to
But imagine,
them.
You go out onto the beach. Your assumption is if you see a flag flying, well, that must be one of those MAGA beeps, you know?
And you're talking about the American flag. You're not talking about a MAGA flag. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Flying the American flag. You know, a video of them standing in front of this a couple in the distance. They're flying an American flag. It's Independence Day weekend. I don't care what the political point of view is. I'm glad they were flying the
really
flag.
I didn't see that many more flags in my neighborhood than I normally do.
No,
I mean, it's the same people every year that either fly their flag like yours truly year-round or bring it out for Memorial Day and Independence Day, or whatever the case may be. But I remember post 9/11, there were flags everywhere.
Yeah.
But in the last almost 25 years now, things have gone completely. That's going to all change with the big 250th birthday.
That will be huge,
no doubt. So Governor Moore, immediately after the parade, where he told everybody, "You're getting a tax cut and you're going to like it," you know, he went over to CNN. To trash Trump even more.
We saw them, the largest giveaway that we saw giving millionaires a tax cut. 94% of Marylanders either got a tax cut or saw no change at all. And we asked those who have a lot more to give a little bit more.
Yeah, just give more. I mean, give a little bit more for your new vehicle, sales tax there, for your registrations, for your, I got to do my emissions this week. Now it's going to cost me $30 versus $14. They're nickel and diming us to death. But he's worried about, the one big beautiful bill, how that's going to affect working families.
Assault on the American people. This bill can be defined in one way. Greed. That is what it is. This is a greed. This is a bill that is focused on greed. And the truth is that Maryland nor any other state has the resources in our state to be able to fill the hole that the federal government is now creating. And so if you are a multimillionaire within our state or in our country, congratulations. This bill is a dream for you. But if you are everyone else, this bill is a nightmare for working families. And I am now seeing it on the ground directly with the people of my state.
I tell you what's a nightmare for working families is living in the state of Maryland under progressive rule. That is what is a nightmare for all of us. $1.67 billion tax increase, the largest tax increase in the history of the state of Maryland. He's out there crowing about some minuscule tax cut. What, a couple hundred bucks, if that? If that.
It's all based on a presumption that I don't share, and that is that different people should pay taxes at different tax rates. It seems to me that I've never been able to justify that intellectually, why that is equal treatment under the law.
It isn't.
Yeah, we should have some, in my view, a flat tax. Sport, you pay 17.352%.
Yes,
you pay 17.352%. Everybody pays the same percentage. It's easy.
Well, we pay the same percentage in sales tax.
Yep.
Okay. Everyone pays 6%, 9% if it's beer and wine, whatever the case may be. Why not on income? I think I hate the income tax to begin with, but at least this progressive confiscatory scheme is what
you
is
have
damaging.
More, thus we can take more.
Exactly,
because that's the whole justification.
From
you have more, so I can take more from you and justify it as somehow it's the right thing to do. It is not the right thing.
All right, more to come. We'll hear from Obama his Independence Day message, which is drawing a lot of interest as well. 8:21. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
This is Mackenzie Frost. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot as we preview and discuss what I'll be covering that night on Fox 45 News In Depth with Mackenzie Frost. Listen at 8:37 in the morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
She does good work, man. 8:23, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
895 looks to be in good shape southbound. Both the green arrows are up, indicating all the lanes are open. We've really not seen any big problems in the last 30 minutes or so. And 895 here at O'Donnell Street, that's completely clear. We can see 95 right next door. Looks good there. At the Fort McHenry Tunnel, there is a new wreck in Anne Arundel County. Heads up westbound Route 100 near the ramp at Route 10. There may be some road blockage there. We had a wreck in Crofton, southbound Route 3, approaching Davidson Bentonville Road, and the accident if you're heading towards Columbia from Ellicott City, southbound Route 29. The wreck earlier, about 15 minutes ago, was in the right lane on 29 South at Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We've got the remnants of Chantal that are moving through our area. Showers and storms in the area this morning, all the way through this afternoon, evening. In fact, all week, it's going to be an issue. I'm hiding in the low 90s right now. Flood watch has been issued for 78 degrees in Annapolis and 77 in Ellicott City as well. So low-lying areas near bodies of water, rivers, and again, Chesapeake Bay area. Again, the conditions are there based on heavy rains and rainfall that we could have some flash floods in our own area. So if you live in those areas, be forewarned. That's just a watch at this point, not a warning, but you should be alerted to that. Some of the folks that are weighing in now on Governor Wes Moore, here's Marty, who says, Wes, who assaulted the people of Maryland by implementing a $1 billion tax and fee increase on working Marylanders. On the day the attack on working Marylanders took effect, he was in Colorado running for president. His definition of middle class are people who suck at the government teat. Oh, by the way, Wes is a multimillionaire who does pay his taxes or his water bill. Did someone say free beer? John writes, sadly, I think Governor Moore and the Democrats in Maryland knew that President Trump's tax cut would stick and they would gain some of the benefit of it by increasing so many fees. Interesting take on that. Michelle says, what about the stories that Texas was seeding clouds due to the drought? We have to look into that. That might be an issue. Because, you know, the Chinese are very adept at that as well. Steve says, I once tried to explain our tax system to a friend of mine from a foreign country. There was no way he could understand it. His country has a VAT tax, a value-added tax, and that is how rich people pay more. Yeah, that's we've had that debate over the years, whether it be a flat tax or a VAT tax or a fair tax. Who knows? Maybe that'll be in a future reconciliation bill. Barack Obama's Independence Day message. I want to read it and get your reaction to it. Have you heard it? Have you read it yet?
No, I've not.
So the former president got blasted for his anti-American Independence Day message on Friday. Quote, Independence Day is a reminder that America is not the project of any one person. The single most powerful word in our democracy is the word we. We the people. We shall overcome. Yes, we can. America is owned by no one. It belongs to all citizens. And at this moment in history, when core democratic principles seem to be continuously under attack, when too many people around the world have become cynical and disengaged, now is precisely the time to ask ourselves tough questions about how we can build our democracies and make them work in meaningful and practical ways for ordinary people. End of quote. First and foremost, we do not have a democracy. It is a constitutional republic, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think the most important word in, we talk about our Constitution and our founding documents, might be liberty. Okay? And yeah, it's important to we the people. That's an important thing. We're not ruled by kings, but somehow he's equating his slogan, si sue puedo, whatever it was, yes, we can, with we the people. I don't see the...
Well, he's a collectivist.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
And he's talking about core democratic principles. You know, like freedom of the press and freedom of speech, which...
during COVID didn't exist.
Exactly. And the left is all that. It has to be... our founding fathers had to enshrine that into our Constitution because of the people like Barack Obama and Zohran Mamdani and the rest that want to take all that away from us. But too many people around the world, I frankly, don't care about the people around the world. If they're becoming cynical and disengaged, I only care about what America does.
Yeah.
Okay? So, again, you can tell that Barack Obama set the stage. He's one of these, you know, socialist ticking time bombs. And now we've got, you know, we've got AOC, we've got Bernie, we've got Brandon Johnson in Chicago, we've got Zohran, we'll get to him at the bottom of the hour. But it just seems like there's... That is certainly not an Independence Day message that most of us would recognize.
No, not at all.
Day 29, the law offices of Michael A. Freeman wanted me to share with you that serious accidents resulting in serious injury do require serious legal representation, and that's where Michael and his firm has, they really have shined over the last 40 years. They specialize in personal injury cases, and they just do an incredible job, whether it's through litigation or whether it's settling out of court. It's just representing you and putting your recovery first so that you can get better and get back to all the priorities in your life and not have to worry about battling insurance companies and, again, having, if you're short money or whatever the case may be, they'll advance your medical costs in some cases. They'll find doctors if you don't have a doctor. They'll deal with your car if it's been totaled, which most firms won't do because there's no money in that. There's no billable hours in that. So, again, I can just tell you, so many people, my family, WCBM family, have all been helped by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Check out their website for more, maflaw.com. It's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. One man dead, three Anne Arundel County firefighters suffer minor burns and a Glen Burnie fire. This is a sad story. A fire broke out at around 3:30 Saturday morning, the 1100 block of Crane Highway. Investigators say the man initially escaped the fire, but then he went back into the home to search for his family, not knowing they had already escaped the blaze. A woman and a 13-year-old baby were taken to a hospital to be treated for smoke inhalation. Red Cross, Mobile Crisis, both assisting families who live in that building. The Anne Arundel County Fire and Explosives Unit investigating the cause of the fire. Maryland leaders say they are heartbroken by the devastating flooding that's killed more than 80 people in Central Texas. Governor Wes Moore says he and First Lady Dawn are joining all of Maryland in praying for everyone affected, including the families who have lost or are missing loved ones. April McLean Delaney is offering her deepest thanks to the brave first responders working tirelessly in the face of tragedy. Crews from the Mount Airy Volunteer Fire Company pulled a driver from his overturned vehicle after it crashed in Carroll County. Accident happened at around 4 p.m. Saturday, 2800 block of Flag Marsh Road. Driver was flown by helicopter to medevac to the hospital. There's been no update on his condition. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Baltimore police investigating separate weekend shootings that left one person dead, two injured, just before Friday midnight. A man was shot at the 3500 block of Esther Place in southeast Baltimore. He was found sadly dead at the scene. Around 1:30 Saturday morning, a man drove himself to the hospital after suffering a graze wound. That was the 4800 block of Bell Avenue in the northwest part of the city. And then in east Baltimore, a man shot multiple times the 2400 block of Brentwood Avenue, and he is also in stable condition. 8:32, next WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through July 21st, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card for your business. Call and switch to Comcast Business today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Pick 3 lottery number was 109, pick 4, 4732, and now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Sun is back out at the around the Bay Bridge and Sandy Point, then looking from there over here towards Route 2 at Ritchie Highway and over to the Severn River Bridge. Yeah, the sun's back out, looks pretty nice right now through that area, so that's a nice recovery coming through there, and then the traffic coming south on I-97 after the ramp at Route 32, no backups right now. Now clear moving down from 178, then eventually down towards the ramps at Route 50. If you're in Crofton, it was a wreck about 30 minutes ago, southbound Route 3 at Davidsonville Road. The new wreck was westbound Route 100 at Route 10 in Anne Arundel County.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're starting off with some showers here for your Monday morning. Temperatures are mild, too, with mid to upper 70s this morning. We're tracking more showers, a couple of thunderstorms as we head into the afternoon and evening as well. Keep those showers and storms in your forecast for most of the rest of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Here I am. The 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The Birds with the day off today, allowing them to savor a highly successful weekend, which saw them sweep the Braves in Atlanta. We'll pick it up yesterday with the Birds trying to protect a 2-0 lead in the eighth. Two outs, a runner in scoring position, and the dangerous Matt Olson at the plate for the Braves.
Another 3-2, and he got him. 98 up top. Huge strikeout for Soto.
Turn it up, Mr. Soto, huh?
Call on the Roku Sports Network with Ben McDonald in the booth. Gregory Soto does the job, and Sir Anthony Dominguez, albeit shaky, closes the door in the ninth, and the O's win 2-1 behind a two-run shot from Jackson Holliday. 6 2/3 of shutout ball from Trevor Rogers. The Mets are in town tomorrow night for the first of three, and then the Marlins over the weekend before the All-Star break next weekend. An historic trade in the NBA yesterday involving seven teams and 20 players, including 13 draft picks. Kevin Durant was the headliner to the Rockets. It's the largest trade in American team sports history. NASCAR Cup Series yesterday was in the streets of Chicago, where a familiar face emerged the winner.
Maybe just go ahead and give him a key to the city. Because Shane Van Gisbergen does own the streets of Chicago. He delivers once again.
Hell yeah, buddy. Weekend sweep. You are a bat.
Van Gisbergen's second Chicago street race win, his third NASCAR Cup Series victory. President Trump thinking of staging a UFC event on the White House grounds next year to celebrate the July 4th, 250th anniversary of the U.S. Upward of 20,000 spectators would be on hand. Conor McGregor, who has not fought in the UFC since July of 21, has expressed interest. Quite a comeback for U.S. soccer in the Gold Cup, but a goal by Mexico's Edson Alvarez in the 77th minute denies the U.S. the gold, falling to the Mexicans 2-1. But not so for the Annapolis Blues women's team, winning the Eastern Conference Championship yesterday of the USLW League, the women beating the Virginia Marauders 3-1, the final at Navy Marine Corps Stadium. And finally, the last surviving member of the 1954 Orioles, the franchise's inaugural season in Baltimore, has passed away. Billy Hunter, the pride of Indiana, Pennsylvania, was the Orioles' first shortstop and later spent 13 and a half seasons as the Orioles' third base coach from 1964 to 1977. He was elected to the Orioles Hall of Fame in 96, and after his playing and coaching career, Hunter was the athletic director at Towson University. Billy Hunter passes away at the age of 97. The time now is 8:37 when we return on this date in baseball history.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Everybody knows that Babe Ruth was traded from the Red Sox to the Yankees, and history was made. But did you know that that wasn't the first call that was made to trade Babe Ruth?
Really?
No. The first call, because Babe Ruth was an Oriole.
Right.
It was a minor league Oriole. Right. Jack Dunn was the owner in 1914. So on this day, July 7th, 1914, 111 years ago, Jack Dunn makes a call to Connie Mack of the Philadelphia Athletics, the owner and manager, and says, hey, would you like Babe Ruth and two others for $10,000? And Connie Mack consulted with his owner, you know, the other partial owner, and he said, called him back and said, you know what? I don't have the money. I'm sorry.
Wow.
So Jack Dunn hangs up the phone and calls Harry Frazee from the Boston Red Sox and offers him the deal for $10,000, and Frazee agrees, and therefore Ruth goes from the Orioles to the Red Sox. 5 years later, Frazee is in financial trouble. He sells Ruth to the Yankees for $100,000
wow.
and a $300,000 loan, and that history is made.
The house that Ruth built.
Imagine that. Yeah. Could have been a Philadelphia A, but Connie Mack said no.
Yeah. Wow. That's very cool.
You don't have the dough. You don't have the dough.
Didn't have the 10 grand. Shoot. I didn't give him the 10 grand.
Exactly. All right, Gary, thanks. Appreciate it. It's 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Bob is in Arnold. Good morning, Bob.
Yes.
Good morning, Bob.
You're not going to believe this. We just we have a house that we're renovating. No electricity has been cut off. We can't use electricity there. We just got a bill for electricity, which is 98 cents. Right?
Yeah.
Wait till you hear this. The fees are $11. Unbelievable.
Welcome to Maryland,
yeah.
Bob.
Yeah. Thank God everything's so cheap here.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
I just heard the governor that he lowered, we're going to be paying less tax, lower tax to the average family.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Well. Can people believe this crap?
Yeah, they do.
Why are they voting for him?
Yeah. Well,
it's because they believe him.
Conclusion as to why they're
because he smiles a lot.
Yep.
You know? And people like smilers. Bob, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Marty says, hey, Obama, wasn't he the guy who spied on the media and weaponized the federal government to target his political opponents? He wants to talk about attacks on democracy? Good point.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, major attack on democracy and representative government as we understand it, taking place up in New York right now, in New York City. Zoran Mamdani is running for mayor there, and as a Democrat, he won the primary. And there are a couple of things that people need to know about him. First is, apparently he's an African-American, but no, apparently he's not. You following me so far? Apparently, when he was born, I think his parents were in Uganda. So he put on his college application to Columbia University that he was an African-American because his parents were traveling at the time. His mom had the baby when she was in Uganda. Well, he's not. And he, by the way, he did not get accepted at Columbia. And so there's that lie, which is now being played huge. To me, the bigger story is this guy's perception of how things should be, because it's pure Lenin. It's pure socialist. It's pure communist. He firmly believes, for example, that housing is a right, that we shouldn't have to pay rent or pay a mortgage for housing. It should be a right. Like, you know, health care is a right. Breathing air is a right. Worshiping one's God is a right or not. But for him, housing, it's not something that should be in the commercial market at all. It's a right one has at birth.
If we want to end the housing crisis, the solution has to be moving toward the full decommodification of housing. In other words, moving away from the status quo, in which most people access housing by purchasing it on the market, and toward a future where we guarantee high-quality housing to all as a human right.
We guarantee high-quality housing to all as a human right. Here's just a very practical question. I look at the real estate listings from time to time, Sean, and I think they're fascinating, mostly because the houses are all out of my reach. But one property that I see over and over again, because you know, you and I both live out in the general area, is I see the listing for Sagamore Farm, which I think is around $20 million-ish, somewhere in there right now, $20, $22 million. Now, that's the kind of quality housing I would like to have a right to. Does Mamdani, what he's saying is that if I were a New Yorker and vote for him, I could have that property?
You could probably get on social media and follow some of these accounts, and you could squat there.
Okay, just live there.
Yeah, you just live there. You could become a squatter.
Yeah, Kim Plank's not using it right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I wouldn't mind living in the indoor stalls.
In this state, you probably wouldn't be able to live there for about a year.
Yeah. Before they managed to kick you out, in which case there are other homes out there and the rich person just will squat right there for a while. Again, not the house property, because that'd be a little pushy. I'll just stay in the stables.
Right at home there.
Yeah, absolutely. They wouldn't notice the smell or anything. 843.
Take out for a walk a couple times a day? What the hell?
That's right. And you know, I've been married a long time, so I'm used to a bridal. It's 8:43.
Yeah, you're married a bridal.
Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck.
Went back onto 50, just kind of looking around, and I came across this backup coming over towards St. Margaret's and then Whitehall Road.
And I didn't have any reports that anything happened because over at Route 2, there's really no traffic there. It looks like whatever it is right here at Whitehall Road. Only takes a minor wreck to be in that area, even on the shoulder. But if you're coming off the Bay Bridge, the roadway is dried out, the sun is out, but it looks like there may be an incident right here at Whitehall Road. Maybe if they could turn the camera just a little bit to the west, we could see what it is. But there's obviously an incident right there on the westbound side. Beltway locally looks good. JFX, you're good right now from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chet Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We have flood watches in effect for a lot of the low-lying areas throughout the Baltimore Metro near the Bay and the appropriate rivers, etc. So be forewarned, showers, storms, some with heavy downpours this morning and throughout the week as the remnants of Chantal move through our area. Highs today in the low 90s. And right now it is 79 in the Middle River with a flood watch in effect, and it is 77 cloudy in Reisterstown. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, there's a lot of pain and anguish in Texas based on the flooding. Over 100 people have perished, including many of them children. From the Christian camp in their Camp Mystic. So, well, you might ask, well, how's this a feel-good news segment? Well, let me just tell you that the Texas National Guard and law enforcement have rescued nearly 1,000 people so far. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem took to X over the weekend to shine a national spotlight on Coast Guard rescue swimmers. You know what the rescue swimmers are from the Coast Guard? They go into the most inhospitable, hostile conditions. There's a movie made. Kevin Costner was in the movie. I can't remember what the name of the movie was, but they'll go in and they'll rescue people that are stranded deep in the ocean or with the floods or whatever. They're specially trained swimmers. They're like the ultimate lifeguard. Okay? And Coast Guard rescue swimmer and Petty Officer Scott Ruskin personally rescued 165 people amid the devastating flash flooding in Central Texas. 165.
Wow.
She wrote, "Heroes rescuing children." And then United States Coast Guard rescue swimmer and Petty Officer Scott Ruskin directly saved an astonishing 165 victims in the devastating flooding in Central Texas. This was the first rescue mission of his career. And he was the triage coordinator at the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Ruskin is an American hero. His selfless courage embodies the spirit and mission of the U.S. Coast Guard. That's just an amazing number, 160. Imagine
how
tiring that must have been to have to go through that. But they are specially trained. They're almost, the training for a rescue swimmer is similar to a SEAL. That's how difficult it is to become.
Imagine having to meet that standard second time out.
Yeah.
You know.
Just it really is incredible. So, feel-good news segment of the day. Good one. Scott Ruskin, you are an American hero. And she'll be marching first in any parade that is being held.
Yep.
All right, got some other clips here I want to play for you. Nicole Wallace.
Oh, yeah. Nicole Wallace, she feels a lot of anguish for some folks, and she wants us to know how anguished she is.
I wish I could stop thinking about these guys being scared in El Salvador.
Yeah.
And then I was in Westchester. It's usually a baseball trip that has me. I don't know what I was doing, but we stopped to get something to eat, and I saw the paid ads that Homeland Security was doing in front of the deportees who were now prisoners at CCOT, and I was gutted. And I think I'm sometimes scared by how much anguish I feel over how they're treating human beings.
Yeah, it's so sad. You notice she has never said how much anguish she feels about all the American victims of some of those illegals. She's never said I feel so much anguish for the Morin family.
Does the late name Lincoln Riley ring a bell, Nicole?
Any anguish there, Nicole, at all? Nothing. Just the people, the bad people who were kicking out of the country, you felt anguish for them. Well, all right. You're not alone, I suppose. Rosie O'Donnell not only felt so bad about the people being kicked out of the country, she left the country entirely herself.
Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. But whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government. Come on, America. Keep going. Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, that's Rosie O'Donnell's 4th of July
message. Taking us on from Ireland.
Yeah, yes. Saying basically, overthrow the government, happy 4th of July.
Yeah.
Rosie, really a lot more credibility if you'd stayed here.
Have another potato.
Really, honest to God. And then you'd mentioned that Joe Biden was out speechifying last week. I wanted people to understand that we did choose your fake news earlier, and there were people talking about $2 million for a Joe Biden speech. This is part of Joe's speech from last week. Listen carefully, because this is pretty damned. I mean, Sean, I cannot think of anything more profound than what this man is saying.
He knows so long as he was denied, our freedom can never be secured.
Huh? He knows so long as he was denied, our freedom can never be secured.
Our freedom can never be secured.
Doesn't matter what octave it is. Doesn't matter how fast or slow you play it.
It doesn't even matter.
I have no idea what he's saying.
It doesn't even matter what the content is, because they want a problem up there. That's all.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really bad.
8:50 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I'd think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at saferetirementsolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
The Rob Carson Show.
We didn't have a choice since Reagan. That was just the way it was with being a Republican. You had to hold your nose and vote supposedly the most conservative of the field. And it never was. And finally, Donald Trump came around in 2016 and blew it up. And you know how he blew it up? Because he did what he said he was going to do. And he took the traditional RNC narrative and he crumbled it up and threw it away.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rob Carson this afternoon, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Great talk show. He'll also give a marital advice and change the oil in your car. All that during that 3-hour time period. You can multitask. It's amazing.
Guess who's joined Obama and Bono slamming President Trump for what they say is gutting USAID's slush fund and sending all those employees packing.
Liz Cheney?
Well, kind of close. George W. Bush.
No kidding.
Yes. He's joined the con man and warmongers Bush, Obama, and their buddy Bono from U2 slamming President Trump for getting rid of that slush fund. Remember, Trump sent the USAID employees packing this week after shutting down the agency in January. That's where the new FBI is going to be located. So, you know, again, it's amazing. Bono is not even American. Loves to throw our money around.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you go throw Ireland's money around and try that for a change? Just amazing. Remember, Bono told Joe Rogan that 300,000 individuals had perished since President Trump cut off USAID. Complete rubbish. Complete rubbish. And Rogan pointed it out, saying it was a money laundering operation. Billions of dollars went missing into the pockets of people, that support Bono and Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. and George W. Bush. Wow. Incredible.
8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCVM. It always comes back after a three-day weekend, energized and eager to work. And then there's Chuck Whitaker. He's here, too.
Yeah, you know, I just thought I'd show up. You know, it's a drag. What are you going to do? The westbound side of Route 50 still have not seen the problem. Still backed up coming over from Oceanic Drive, coming through the area around Cape St. Clair through Whitehall Road. And we don't know exactly what it is. There's no report of any accidents, things like that. They're obviously looking at something. They have not changed the camera to west of where this is. So we're just looking at the slowdown right now. But it is an impact now if you're coming off the Bay Bridge and then you're heading over towards Ritchie Highway. Once you get there, and then you get over to the Severn River Bridge, all the lanes are open. There's no impact at all from that point all the way over towards I-97. But that one stretch between the Bay Bridge and Ritchie Highway is a little bit slow on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 weather authority forecast. We have, due to Chantal, remnants of the tropical storm, lots of shower activity, some heavy downpours, rainfall on and off today, tonight, and much of the rest of the week. We'll get to the weekend before things dry out a little bit, so it's going to be a wet one. Highs in the low 90s today. We have a flood watch in effect for Annapolis, 78, and it is 78 in Owings Mills. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Have a good holiday. The temperatures for this week?
Yeah, it is what it is, you know? I had a lot of fun at the Kingsville Parade on Friday for July 4th. There were a lot of people out there who says, we listen to WCBM every day. So that was great to hear. Maybe next year we can get our own little float in there and start just throwing beads into the crowd and be on the back of a truck. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah. I'm sure. Well, you get one of Chuck Whitaker's, you know, 10 or 15 cars, you gotta ship it up here.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
We could do that.
And what would people do once they receive these beads, by the way?
I don't know.
Is this like a New Orleans thing you're working on here?
No, there's kids there.
Okay, I'm just asking. I'm trying to figure this out.
Family friendly. Yeah, they just smile and say thank you.
Who was the, did you see all the messaging from the Democrat politicians? Was there anybody that really stepped over the line and became too partisan?
No, at the Kingsville Parade?
Yeah.
No, it was mostly Republican.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I wouldn't say the same for probably the Towson Parade and even Severna Park. I know there were a couple parades with lots of Democrats walking, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But luckily, I was in Republican land, so I didn't see any of those things. Of course, we're going to talk about the awful tragedy unfolding in Texas with the Mystic Camp and all of these young girls that have been killed and are missing. Lots of camp counselors. I mean, it's just devastating.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like that moved in so quickly that it was impossible to really get around. And I feel so bad. A lot of those young girls are the same age as my daughter. And I look at their pictures. I had to log off this weekend because I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, it's very, very heartbreaking to watch that. And these families are really in pain and they're struggling. And let's let them find their loved ones and lay them to rest. And then we can talk about how we can maybe fix things in the future. But the warnings went out. It just happened in the middle of the night, and there's no way that they can accurately predict 20 inches of rain that quickly.
No, they just could not.
I saw that river go up by 30 feet in less than an hour.
Yeah.
Not that 30 inches.
Yeah, 30
feet. Handle it, 30 feet.
Yeah.
Unless, I mean, how do you
think about it? A traffic light that we see at an intersection is about 20 to 25
feet. Yeah, 20 feet, yeah.
So think about how much a wall of water was. They're calling it the River of Death.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we'll talk about that. I saw all the negative comments. So I'm not going to mention any of those. Because, I mean, like you said, nobody knows how you could have done something better. Maybe after the cleanup, we'll figure it out. But,
one suggestion is like a tornado warning system with sirens. Because that Christian camp, there was no technology allowed.
Right. Exactly. So what would they have gone off of?
Right. You have to have some kind of audible alarm or something.
No Wi-Fi, no nothing. Okay. Yeah. We'll talk about that. Obviously, we've got lots going on. Rosalind Hance is going to join us at 11 o'clock for Moms for Liberty in Montgomery County, talk about the Supreme Court wins that they had a couple weeks ago. And, of course, the big question, the America First movement with Elon Musk. I'm giving my opinion about that. I'm not judging anybody.
No.
But I will say, before people consider, let's just talk about what that might do down ballot. So we'll talk about that as well.
Coming up next with Kim Klasick live. By the way, I don't know if you saw it, new FBI DOJ Thursday memo obtained by Axios concludes Jeffrey Epstein did not have a client list that he used for blackmail, but that's not what Pam Bondi told us.
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president from all of these agencies.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm still waiting for her to finish reviewing any of that sets of...
Maybe she was just referring to the files and not the list, but I'm sorry. The reason why I don't think we got more names because there was a list and people, you know, were blackmailed into keeping quiet and not prosecuting. In any event, who knows? Vinny Cia, your home sold guarantee realty company, is there for you when you want to sell your home. By the way, right now, it's still a good time to sell your home because prices are still up. It's a buyer's market. But, you know, Vinny's telling me sellers are still getting close to what they're looking for. So once you both agree on asking price and time frame, you sign on the dotted line, you've got a contract, your home is sold. It's guaranteed to sell because that's how Vinny rolls. And oftentimes it's within days and not the home doesn't languish on the market for weeks and months and et cetera. So just call Vinny. You know, here one of his agents will come out, sit down, discuss your home and how it should be staged and whether you want to fix it up or you want to let him do it or trade it in or sell your home, stay in your home. He's got all sorts of great creative programs to sell your home. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7555. 515, that's 410-709-7515. Tell them I told you to call. That's going to do it for us today. Stay tuned for Kim Klasick coming up live next. Back tomorrow morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.